Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Steel Magnolias by Robert Harling. Directed by Aaron Hanley Stewart and Marla Frost O'Brien. March 11th through March 26th. Listen in as a tight-knit group of friends gossip at the beauty parlor. It's a story of friends as they encounter tragedy and good fortune, growing stronger and closer in the process. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store reading and at the door. Steel Magnolias, March 11th through March 26th at Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
In break.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
In the fold at 7 after the hour are the members of the DJV clan, including me, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keevan, Jay Kirshner, all here purposefully to look at the top 10 stories, the charts from Talkers Magazine, as an ancillary piece to the official Countdown Show. The ladies and me from the DJV program every week at this time go through the charts with our comments and thoughts based on what we've talked about during the week on the DJV program. So if you don't hear the program on your station for whatever the reason, you catch it on the DJV podcasts or our place in the sun, if you will. The full show you can hear at djvshow.com. And you can get the charts at djvshow.com. And talkers.com. And because everything is so heavily weighted toward the Russian-Ukrainian war, I think we'll put off discussion of that so that we don't lose sight of some of the other things, ladies, that are on the charts this week. For example, at number 10, March Madness Sports, returning to the countdown list. Been a long time, pretty much since COVID, there hasn't been much sports on the list. But this week, March Madness and Tom Brady.
I know, yeah, Jennifer. It was a big sports week because you've got Tom Brady coming back. You have March Madness starting. Baseball back, finally made a deal. Spring training is underway. So those are all, you know, those are all good things for distractions if we need them from all of this.
Doesn't the Tom Brady announcement feel like it was a year ago?
It does.
Like it just feels
it
like
kind of does, yeah. Very long cycle.
He didn't pick the greatest time to, yeah, in the news cycle. He didn't pick the best, most optimal time to make that announcement, but... Yeah, it feels
and
like
you think
that
it was lost on the public?
Ago.
Is that what you're suggesting, Victoria?
Well, I think that it was a big moment when it first happened. I remember when I got the TMZ alert or the ESPN alert on my phone, I couldn't believe it. And then it just, everything else in the world, you know, took the oxygen out of the room. Yeah. So, yeah. But I guess March Madness kind of puts more of a focus back on sports.
Well, for Victoria, the daylight savings time conundrum has taken the oxygen out of the room and apparently out of her life because that's been... Other than Ukraine, that's what's been on her mind all week long. That's number 9 this week on the countdown list, the Daylight Savings Time Bill, which has been approved by members of both parties, apparently, although there was a big kerfluffle because the 9 Trumpsters in the House why didn't they support it? I guess that would be the question.
Well, I don't know about that, but this passed unanimously in the Senate. And so, you know, typically bills start in the House and go to the Senate, but this started in the Senate from Marco Rubio, and Cory Booker co-signed it. I mean, it was a bipartisan effort. It was unanimous.
Right.
So it went through the Senate really quickly. And so now the House was caught off guard, apparently by multiple people, including Nancy Pelosi, saying, well, we just didn't know it was going to happen that fast. But then they said
Good job, Nancy, keeping your eye on the ball.
Well, they're focused on Ukraine, and so, and obviously that is a lot more important
than
me not sleeping.
she may bury it, and so the
that is
bill that
what's making
that Marco Marco Rubio backed up is supposed to go into effect on November of 2023 if it got speedy passage through the House. But now it's got bipartisan support in the House. It will pass. It will definitely pass the House of Representatives and make its way to Biden's desk. But they don't know when. They haven't really. They've kind of put it on the back burner, which is so weird. If you have something where there's actually bipartisan support and something that people can come together,
it shows you how ineffective and out of touch this bunch is with reality.
It just shows how much red tape is involved in everything.
Well,
because Nancy Pelosi
was
saying they have to caucus and they have to do all this and that. And it's like, oh, my God.
And it does have to, it's true. They do have to go to committee and they do, it does have a process. You could expedite it. They do it all the time, or you could put it on the back burner. But I think that it's kind of interesting. They said that they're so busy focusing on Russia and Ukraine.
Right.
Okay. Well, we elect you to do multiple things. And I'm pretty sure you're not holding votes every single day, every single minute of your 8-hour
every minute isn't
about
Ukraine.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's more
get
BS
on it, people. You don't want to hear from me.
All right. Well, hearing from you though, you're not. You think the bill is wrong-headed because it does the wrong thing. It addresses the problem but doesn't fix
I was in favor of keeping standard time, which sleep experts and fans of astronomy say, we need to be closer to the natural progression of, of the sun and how the planet is, supposed, because, we made up. Daylight saving time is a man-made thing. So I was in favor of staying close to standard time. However, earlier this week on the DJV show, you did say that you thought it would be fine as long as we stopped changing the clocks. So I'm going to hold you to that. And on November of 2023, and so if it's just the matter of not changing clocks anymore and not having that disruption, if that does solve the problem, then I will tell you that you were right.
It is
a year and a half from now.
We'll all look forward to that a year and a half from now. That'll be great. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Number 8 on the story list this week from Talkers Magazine, the week of March 14th to the 18th. By the way, technology. I suppose this is not a clash. Technology and social media often, at least people who are unschooled in this, put the two of them together like me. When I think of social media, I think of technology, et cetera, et cetera. But I think the biggest tech story this week to come, and we'll have the whole the top five tech stories of the week later in the countdown hour, but the business with Facebook and the hack in Russia, kind of turning things around. Don't you think that's a big story? The two of you, Jay,
sure,
the social media, and Victoria, the tech person on the staff, isn't that?
I think that was really. It's very surprising. And just to bring you guys up to speed of what Doug's referencing, this week I was very surprised to hear Russia admit that their government websites have been hacked to a level that they have never experienced before.
By the good guys.
And we don't know who's doing it. The Ukrainians. I suspect that there are probably some anti-Putin Russians involved in this too. And what they did was they, like I said, the white hat hackers, the good guys. So, and they're not always good guys, but in this case, they're on the right side. And what they did was they hacked a bunch of government websites and altered hotline numbers, like the number that you can call for the Russian emergency services or situations is what they call it. They changed that hotline, and now it's a number for Russian soldiers to call if they want to defect from the
army.
Instead
of 911, it's NET-11.
Right. And then they also changed all the top news items on the ministry's homepage to don't believe Russian media. They're lying to you. I mean, this is a real direct hit. And as we know, Russia has the social media aspect. They've canceled Facebook. They've canceled Instagram. They've canceled TikTok. They're not allowing any social media happening at all. And a lot of Russian people are losing their internet connections completely. So,
you're Russian. You got to figure out what's happening, right? I mean, you have to go, huh? Why is everything going in this direction?
Right? Yeah. You would think.
I guess you're just afraid to say something.
So, what do you think, Jay? What do you see in terms of social media trends? Do you follow? We obviously are following what's going on in America, but there are other social media trends in Europe I'm wondering whether the usual stuff that we see on social media a lot of it anyway, gossip about stars and things that aren't necessarily on the top of mind when it comes to political realities. But lately, I think there's been a lot of social media that has just focused on the Russian situation. Has there not been a lot of that?
Yeah, definitely a lot of conversation happening over Russia and Ukraine and everything happening there. How can there not be? Like you guys said earlier, it's taking all of the oxygen out of the room.
Yep. All right, number six and number seven, in a manner of speaking, go together to a point. And I'll put the example that I come up with is those people that were arrested in Florida this week involved in human trafficking. 108 people, a child sexual predator, prostitutes, people trying to sell prostitutes. This human trafficking thing has become a huge problem. But this is Disney, right? Wasn't it Disney?
Well, there's employees? Four Disney employees involved.
Yeah, some employees from Disney. A former judge were amongst all of these people. It's so disgusting.
Yeah. 108 people. And the thing that the sheriff said that was really disturbing, and I commend all the law enforcement. They did undercover sting operations. I mean, this was a big operation to take down 108 people at once. But the sheriff said, you know, the sad thing is, we can start a brand new sting operation tomorrow and fill all of these slots once again. That's how prevalent it is. And it seems to be, and this is just superficial. I don't have any data to back this up, but it feels like when we hear these trafficking stories, if it's not, you know, directly coming from the border situation, it's Florida. There are so many of these stories that keep coming up, whether it's the Robert Kraft.
We have a lot in California, too, because of the proximity of the border. I think they're probably, you know, a lot of times they come over not only using our southern border, which is a big way, but they also, I mean, for a lot of the Chinese people who have been brought into the country, sex trafficking.
They go to California, right?
And it's all shipping containers. I mean, they pack them full, which is disgusting.
I don't know where they're coming from in Florida, though. There's a couple of good
there's ports on both sides. St. Petersburg is a huge port, and actually when you get down to the nitty-gritty south of Palm Beach County in that area that's between Fort Lauderdale and Miami where all the cruise ships come in, there's a ton of places they could be sneaking in. Remember, this is how they used to bring the drugs in, low-flying planes that couldn't be detected on radar, all that stuff. And that sort of begs the question as well. You know, this is going after these people, as was suggested by the sheriff. Once the vacuum that's created by these 108 people being arrested filled the next day, it's the same with drug traffickers. When you arrest a drug kingpin or a bunch of lieutenants that are selling drugs or even people on the street, the next day, all those slots are filled again. You wonder, what's the point?
You have people, I mean, it's not the same in every state, but I know just speaking in California, especially if they're caught in places like Los Angeles, in many cases, they are either not arrested at all or they are just let out of jail the same day. You know, you go in for 2 hours. And, I mean, I've heard horror stories about people who police officers just had to let go because they didn't have the evidence where they knew these women were being groomed for sex trafficking in the backseat of people's cars. I mean, it's horrible. It's just not
pretty disgusting. All right, coming up next here on the Talk Radio Review, some of your comments through social media to some of the issues of the week. So we get to that in a matter of moments here on our overview from the DJV show of the Hot Hits and News Talk Radio.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe. all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul, in your soul. A century of dreams haunted the loggers and the cowboys. Double crossed by Old Sack and Salem. They cursed rough roads, hauling their loads, but they did their best to deliver.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. This February 13th, we're offering 18 lucky table game winners $100 gift cards just for playing. The perfect score right before game day. Two hot seats every half hour. Just play with your River Club card and wait for your luck to hit. All the table games details are at windriver.com. Come and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Interesting observation from our point of view is the radio stations that carry this program and other programs that are AM stations that are what we call daylight stations. Some of those stations wouldn't have any morning drive programming because they wouldn't get on the air until 9 o'clock. So there's something to be said for that. That's an interesting
observation. Well, and also the fact that that's why I was in favor of permanent standard time, so that
right.
The sun rises when it's supposed to rise, and okay, sure, in the afternoon in the winter when it's supposed to be dark, it's not fun, but at the same time, like you said, Jay, a lot of people are saying, well, if you're on the western fringe of any time zone, it's just going to, the sun rises at 10 a.m.? Like, that's crazy.
Hello. All right, what else do you have a comment to you, Jen?
And that's kind of something that Linda Nelfer added, too. She kind of asked the question, how is remaining in standard time not the obvious choice?
Mm-hmm.
And then John Nielsen added, who cares? Does no one ever travel between time zones within the USA? You have to adjust 2, even 3 hours sometimes. And then added, much ado about nothing.
People, it's interesting because that's what happens to me every weekend when I go back and forth to Los Angeles. I'm out 3 hours and back in 3 hours, and sometimes in just 2 days or overnight. It doesn't bother me, but it affects everybody differently. Their circadian rhythms are different, and so you are affected differently by it. So
I kind of feel like when you travel and you have that jet lag or that time difference, you also have the adrenaline because you're doing different things. You're out of your normal routine. When you're trying to stick with your normal routine, but the time has changed on top of you, and you don't even have the fun to go anywhere, it does make a difference.
All right, the poll that you asked about where should we be, standard time or daylight savings time, where'd you get out of that?
41% say keep it on standard time, 28% say keep it on daylight saving time, 12% want the twice a year time change, and 19%, 12% want
crazy
the twice
people?
A year. And then 19% do not care where the time lands on, just stop changing it.
That's me. I don't care where you go. Just knock it off.
All right. Next up, price of gasoline seems to have leveled off. But what are people paying? You've got a pretty good, interesting representation of what people are paying around the country.
Yeah. Susie Ortiz says it went from $4.95 a gallon to $4.89 a gallon in the last week. That's in Arizona. Tim Palmer said that regular gas went down $4.09 to $3.87. And that's in Lexington, Tennessee. Fiona Nash is in Maui and said that their gas is running about $5.05. And Carol Naylor in Owensboro, Kentucky said $3.77 for a gallon.
You know, it's interesting. I used to go visit the station at Lake Havasu, and I filled up one day at that Chevron station, which is close to the radio station. Isn't that funny how, you know, you can put a pin right on the map when you getting references from people. Thank you, Susie. More thoughts and more comments and more work here on this week's countdown, the charts for the week. We continue with that in a matter of moments here, 28 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my Swooskin.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. And now go to support@Balance7.com and get a free 5-day supply of Balance 7 while supplies last. A free 5-day supply of Balance 7. Go to support@Balance7.com or call 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Ugh, I can't believe it.
What?
There's a scratch on the car.
Where? I can't even see it.
That's the thing. I can see it.
Where?
It's right there.
Oh, if I had a microscope, maybe.
Well, I'm calling Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. They have great prices, and they offer free estimates.
Free estimates?
Yes. Maybe I'll even change the color.
Okay, pink. I've always wanted a pink car.
It's just a scratch. I'll call Mako. 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow-sized 14-ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Swelling and redness are deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to the lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. If you have one or more of these symptoms, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour as we continue with our thoughts with regard to the talkers' top 10 this week, the issues of the week, the people that people are talking about. We haven't even got to the people. I probably should do that because we'll get, I'm sure, into the Russian thing and Russia and China, and we'll lose the ability to go through that list, so I'll just give it to you now. On the people list, number 10, Tom Brady. Number 9, Jussie Smollett. Number 8, Chris Cuomo. Brittany Griner. I mispronounce that all the time, involved in the Russian mayhem. She's at 7. Trump is 6. Jerome Powell is 5. Xi Jinping is 4. Zelensky is 3. Putin is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. Pretty much, again, reflective of what's what and who's who. COVID variants and how there's this new focus on BA2 this week. Are we going to, is everybody going to have the pants scared off them again by the news media, or what's the scoop? I noticed that the Omicron variant has resulted in 5 times as many hospitalizations of children, and that seems to be something when you compare it to Delta and some of the other strains. This is info that the, community, what do I call them? The Center for Disease Confusion.
Yeah,
right, exactly. So what do we make of this?
I would just wonder, like, 5 times what? Everybody's always looking for the most salacious
headline. Right. exaggerating everything.
Well, to make everything seem worse and to panic people. So, okay, if the number is five times, what was the original number? Because I haven't heard a lot about kids going to hospitals.
Me either.
I haven't heard a lot about all of that.
So five times, all through Omicron, like a lot of, I have friends with little ones who were too young to be vaccinated, and some of them were really sick, not hospitalized, thank God, but really sick with COVID. And, you know, I guess people were just tired of COVID. I understand it. We all have fatigue from it. But there were plenty of doctors on every network saying children's hospitals are full right now. These kids are really sick, and no one listened. And, I mean, I saw that constantly. And Omicron, for whatever reason, it just affected these young kids more than Delta. The five times thing, Jen, to give you, this is children ages four and younger, that the findings show that infants younger than 6 months accounted for 44% of all of Omicron hospitalizations. It's pretty high. 63% of hospitalized infants and children during Omicron had no underlying conditions. That was another thing that a lot of the children's hospitals were saying, perfectly healthy kids were now stuck in children's hospitals and they couldn't understand why they were being so affected by it. And then the CDC said that infants under 6 months, which, Doug, your grandson would be considered, you know, in this category, that they have protection from their mothers. The antibodies from the mothers are passed through to the baby. So that was another reason why they were saying if you're breastfeeding and you haven't been vaccinated, you might want to do that because it does pass through to the baby. Yep. But, yeah, a lot of sick kids with Omicron. Thank God that's over.
Well, there are a lot of things that we, I think we've overcooked this in my mind, and people who've gotten tired of it, the mask mandates, the discussion about whether you should take the pill and how much money the drug company is making. I think that's passé now. The stuff that's much more important, frankly, that's occupying our thoughts, and I think rightfully, say it again, Doug, rightfully so. Number three, number two, and number one are all kind of tied together on the story list. Number three, the economy, price of gasoline, that sort of thing. Jay, actually, on our social media, the thoughts that were exchanged by folks listening to our programs this week, we want to share some of those with us with regard to the economy. I think that would be, it's telling, actually, what some of these people are saying.
Yeah, we just asked what your opinion on the state of the American economy, and there were a lot of really great comments. Linda Stone feels like these are the worst. It's been the worst since the Carter years.
Mm-hmm. When the gas prices in 1978 went through the roof and stayed there until Reagan was elected, that's why he lost the election. And that's why I said what I did earlier. The Democrats follow the trail that they're following at their own peril, frankly, because there could be a lot done to cut the taxes, get rid of the taxes for at least the time being, the federal taxes, the state taxes, and they're not doing it. And the Democrats are the ones that are in the way of it. So, anyway, keep going. Who else you got there?
Well, Bonnie Moyers called the whole thing a dumpster fire. Carrie Morgan feels like we're on the verge of a depression, not just a recession, saying that they've been through a few recessions, and this one just feels different. It feels like a full-blown depression on the way.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It won't be, though. Economically, it won't be. Feels that way, and I understand that. It feels that way because we had a global pandemic on top of that created this. And so it's like you had two major things happening at once. People were worried about their own safety and the safety of their loved ones. And then you're looking at you're unemployed now and you're trying to figure out how to get a PPP loan for your company, or you're trying to get unemployment from, you know, from your state. It was just so many things happening at once that it does feel a lot bigger, you know, than it will. And I think in hindsight.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think we're going to get out of it until we stop with the spending. I mean, if we want to keep spending, then we have to figure out where to cut. And the government does not want to ever cut. They always want to get bigger and bigger and more bloated, and people are making money off of things, and so they don't want to shut things down. And I fear, I mean, and I don't like to use the word fear, but I don't know how we can continue to just fire up the laser jet and keep printing money.
You can't.
It's not going to fix anything.
And the way that there's no sunsetting of the laws, which was something that was almost mandated around the Carter years when so many things were being passed, so much money was being spent. We're spending so much more money now than ever has been the case. And I don't know if that's personal as well as on the federal level or the governmental level. I thought the comment that Listener Chris Latif, if that's the way to pronounce his name, made Jay, was pretty interesting. Grandmas and grandpa that reuse aluminum foil. I remember my mother used to do that.
Is the comment? Someone reuses.
Yeah, Chris
aluminum
said
foil?
Some of y'all's grandmas and great grandmas used to save and reuse their aluminum foil, and you are about to find out why.
Yeah.
My grandmother used to do it.
I did. I still do it.
How about don't use aluminum foil because it's not good for your health?
Well, that's not what people are. Thanks for that suggestion.
Well,
I'm not sure that's where people are.
It's not good for you.
No, it isn't. Well, doesn't the stuff come off when you're cooking it?
You're cooking aluminum into your food. It's horrible for you.
It's yummy.
I've heard Dr. Jack Sockwell talk about that a lot. It's really bad for you.
Yeah.
So just don't do it.
All right. Thank you, Victor. You don't have to save it. The number two story has to do with how the Chinese are playing into this with the Russians. I think a lot of us have been talking about and hearing discussions about how the Chinese are sort of backing down a little bit. Is that a pipe dream, or is there some proof, is there some evidence that China is backing away from supporting Russia, as many thought they were early on? I don't know that
there are a lot of people who are wishful thinking that they're going to back off. And there are a lot of people on both sides of the political aisle who believe that China can be the one to end this war because that they can just shut off Vladimir Putin. I just don't think realistically they're going to do that. China doesn't care about human suffering. They care about their bottom line. And, they may not like the idea of a sovereign country being invaded, but they're going to do the same thing with Taiwan. And they've got so much invested in Russia and the United States, for that matter, and most of Europe, that they're going to just sit in the middle on this. I cannot see them trying to get so involved because all of these are their customers, right? We're their customer. Russia's their customer. Everybody's their customer. And I think there are a lot of people out there who think that the Biden administration included thinking they can put the pressure on China to stop supporting Russia. And I hope they can. I'm rooting for the case.
So isn't Joe Biden speaking with Xi about Russia this weekend?
Yeah. Yes.
Supposedly. That'd be an interesting conversation. So what will he say to China? We're going to get you if you back China, if you back
Russia.
Well,
there's a lot of economic consequences, right? I mean, there's more leverage than I think a lot of people may realize with China. Jen's 100% right. I totally agree. They obviously look at their track record. They don't care about human life at all. They just don't. Look at what they dismiss the Uyghurs in concentration camps. They don't care. So cleansing, that's their ethnic cleansing, which they've been accused of for years now. It's only recently become, a headline. But what I do believe, though, and this is why I'm a little bit optimistic, financially, China's all about the bottom line. And if there is no upside to supporting Russia and giving them, whether it's, giving them weapons or giving them more loans, Russia, by the skin of their teeth, just made an interest payment of $117 million this week. They've got $2 billion coming up that's going to be called in loans in the beginning of April. There is no upside to bankrolling a country that can't pay the loan back. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really basic accounting. So I just think if this keeps going the way that it is with Russia, and these sanctions are really hitting the Russian economy hard, I can see China kind of maybe just inching away from it.
All right. So let's talk about the rumors that Russians have killed U.S. soldiers. I don't think we have any soldiers in Russia, first of all. But at any rate, the Russians are claiming.
We've journalists killed, but I haven't heard
There have been Americans killed, an American
Jimmy
journalist.
Jimmy Hill is an American citizen.
Weekend.
What's
Jimmy
he, what
Hill,
he doing
well, Jimmy Hill was a citizen who was in a bread line when Russian forces opened up and killed, I think, 10 people, and he was one of them. I think he might have been over there with family, something like that, 67 years old.
Oh, he's the guy who went there with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Or his partner. Yeah. You're right. Oh, horrible.
All right. Trade relations. The House has passed this bill to end normal trade relations with Russia and Belarus. So it's passed. Everybody signed off. It was like 424-8. So the only 8 who voted against it were those Trumpers, right, in the House.
What was their reasoning?
You know, I don't know if it's the Trumpers. I mean, you can call them Trumpers or Trump supporters, but I don't know that Trump would be in line with this. I think Trump would cut off trade relations. That's very much in his wheelhouse. But their reasoning is that they don't have trust in the Biden administration to cut ties with the other bad forces. So they think that they're ending ties with Russia to go work with Venezuela, to go work with Iran. The reason they think that is because the Biden administration's running back into a deal with Iran, negotiated by Russia, who they say is cutting off. They've even had members of the team who's negotiating this Iran deal walk off, people that work for the Biden administration because they know how bad this deal is for America. And literally, it releases the sanctions we've put on Russia so that Russia can start making money from Iranian infrastructure. It makes no sense for the American people, and
no,
I don't understand
how everything's so complicated.
They can sell it.
It's so
and that's the thing is they're banking on people being stupid and out of touch. And I don't know
a lot of Ukrainians
know what was going on.
From around the world, some 320,000 as of this week, former citizens returning home to Ukraine to help them fight off the Russians. That's a pretty big. That's a big number. How are they getting back in there? As many people are getting out, more people
it's
actually leaving.
Get in than get out.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah, absolutely. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Trains
yeah.
are empty.
So the
but that's an impressive number. I mean,
it is.
We've known that, you know, there's global support for Ukraine, but 320,000 men and women going back, that's incredible. That's
yeah.
brave.
I think it is, and it says something about those people. I heard the other thing that I heard this week consistently was how corrupt the Ukrainians are, the government there is, and how corrupt all Russian, the Eastern Bloc countries are all just completely corrupt. And one wonders how that's going to play as this thing continues to escalate. Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug here at 47 After on the Talk Radio Review. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a list of the stories from the week. The charts from Talkers Magazine at number 10. Sports returns to our story list, with a focus on March Madness and Tom Brady returning to play in Tampa. Number 9, Daylight Savings Time and the hoopla around that. Number 8, social media, technology, etc. put together. I'm sure that we had more in mind there with regard to the war than anything else, but certainly is a focus of our lives. Immigration reform is number 7. Crime is 6. Elections 5. COVID 4, the economy 3, our relations with China and Russia, more China though at number 2, and at number 1, the war, the Russians versus Ukrainians. It's pretty interesting how well the Ukrainians are doing beating the butt of most of the Russian soldiers who are in there. It's pretty telling. That's the story list from Talkers.com.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together, in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine.
Semper Fidelis. Always faithful, always Marine.
Doug Steffen with the people list now. The list from Talkers Magazine. I like to go through this officially once each hour so you know what the real list is. Even if we get off topic or start talking about some of the other ancillary things, you'll know that at number 10, Tom Brady rests. Jussie Smollett, number 9. Chris Cuomo, number 8, in his big suit against his former employer, CNN. Brittany Griner being moved around in various prisons in Russia, the WNBA star. Donald Trump is 6. Jerome Powell is 5. The leader of China, Xi Jinping, is number 4. Zelensky, first name Volodymyr, close to Vladimir, he's number 3. Putin, Vladimir, is number 2. And Joe Biden is number 1 on that list. The list could be a few more names that could be on it, but under the circumstances, if you're going to say that you got a list of 10, then you stick to the 10, and those are the 10. Brought to you courtesy of Talkers Magazine, I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474, or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH-authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room. It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author, and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 past the hour, time for Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen. Mostly Victoria Keelan to go to the top five
you're
items.
You moral support.
But yes, I am. Right. And to give you, I give you a leg up with the sort of the headline. As long as I don't lose the headline, we're fine. Top five items from the world of technology, counting it down. At number five, there's a boom in the streaming world for the film industry. I don't know whether this is good or bad. For me, it's probably bad. But.
Well, actually, in the long run, it's probably really good for you, meaning you are a movie theater fan. You like going to theaters to see movies. So the Motion Picture Association released their annual report, and they said that in 2021, $99.7 billion was brought into the movie market because streaming platforms pushed out so much content, so many movies. And subscriptions to, which actually, it's the digital movie market, streaming market, was 72% of the combined theatrical and home mobile entertainment market compared to 46% pre-COVID. So this was obviously the huge boom that we expected. But the good news is, because it injected so much money back into the motion picture industry, it's actually given them a really good leg up going forward as movies are coming back into theaters. So this was a sort of surprise, because as we know, the pandemic pushed Americans to stream content from home, and since the beginning of 2020, 53% of U.S. adults said that their streaming service viewership had increased. And so, and I know a lot of people in the movie industry were really unhappy with all the streaming stuff, but it turns out one hand washes the other here, so it ends up being good news. And by the time, well, sort of right now, as we're moving into a summer season, more and more blockbusters will come out. So it's really actually good news for people who like the theater, because there's going to be a lot more funding for it.
Number four, the Meta relationship with China.
Right. So a bipartisan group of lawmakers is pressing Facebook's parent company, Meta, which I still think we should just call them Facebook because they don't have anything else except Instagram. So they're pushing them on their policy towards paid advertisements from Chinese state-sponsored media. And apparently what the China Global TV Network has done, they've placed at least 21 ads on Facebook featuring newscasts that are pushing pro-Russian propaganda about the war in Ukraine. And so the letter, which is from a group of six House lawmakers, bipartisan, which is rare, but also encouraging when we hear it, they acknowledge that Facebook has taken certain steps to block Russian state media, but what are they doing to block the Chinese? That's the question. And they gave Facebook five questions to respond to about their ad policies, and they have until March 31st to respond. So we'll keep you posted on what happens with that. But clearly China has shown that they are very much backing whatever Russia is up to.
Speaking of Russia, they're facing hacking from the outside. Little turnabout is fair play, it looks like, huh?
Exactly. So this was a story that just sort of happened at the end of the week. But Russian government websites, and I am actually surprised they even admitted this, but the Russia's Ministry of Digital Development and Communications announced on Thursday of this week that the Russian government websites and state media are facing unprecedented levels of hacking. And they said the hacking attempts have been significantly more powerful than anything that they've ever experienced in the past. They said this is 2 to 3 times more powerful than the most serious incidents they've ever had on record. And so what they're doing, these hackers, which are probably from Ukraine and maybe from other places around the world, and also Russians who don't agree with what Putin's doing, they took over the hotline, the ministry, the emergency situation ministry in Russia. They took over the hotline and changed the number to a number where Russian soldiers can call if they want to defect from the Russian army and come back from Ukraine alive. They also altered the top news items on the ministry's homepage to, quote, "don't believe Russian media, they lie," and "default in Russia is near." So this is, and then they offered a link with full information about what's really happening in Ukraine, because so many people in Russia are in the dark now with no internet. It's a powerful hack. That's what they call the white hat hackers. Those are like the good guys.
And it's all right. Number two, focusing on Netflix and what they're trying to do.
This story really rippled way beyond the tech world. So Netflix has announced that they do not want you sharing passwords anymore, and that's a big deal. So we don't know what's going to happen yet. They're testing in Chile, Costa Rica, and Peru a new policy to add about $3 per person per month. So
and number
we'll
one
see if it sticks.
Is
Facebook and Instagram. Yeah, so Facebook and Instagram are banned in Russia now, and it's just going to be going back and forth on freedom of speech and things like that. It's not going anywhere good, let's put it that way.
Top five items from technology here. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking. Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom. Ukraine President Zelensky calling on Israel to take a stronger stand against Russia, delivering an emotional appeal comparing Russia's invasion of his country to the actions of Nazi Germany. In a speech to Israeli lawmakers at the Knesset today, Zelensky says Israel should follow its Western allies in imposing sanctions and providing arms to Ukraine. Israel has emerged as a key mediator, but has been careful about antagonizing Russian President Putin. In Bulgaria over the weekend, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Russia's actions have rippled around the globe.
Russia's invasion has taken a terrible toll on Ukrainian lives, including brave soldiers and far too many innocent civilians. Yet Russia's aggression has galvanized the Ukrainian people, NATO, and the free world.
Meanwhile, Moscow is demanding Ukrainians in the besieged city of Mariupol lay down their arms in exchange for safe passage out of town. Ukrainians responded, "Niet." Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas said to be resting comfortably at Sibley Memorial Hospital in Washington while receiving treatment for an infection. A court official says Thomas has been in hospital since Friday after experiencing flu-like symptoms and is expected to be released in the next couple of days. U.S. Indo-Pacific Commander Admiral John Aquilino says China has fully militarized at least three of several islands it built.
China's president has in the past assured they would not transform the artificially built-up islands into military bases, but at least three of them, Mischief Reef, Subi Reef, and Fiery Cross, are now bristling with anti-ship and anti-aircraft missile systems, laser and jamming equipment, fighter jets, anchored ships, hangars, and runways. Beijing maintains its military profile is purely defensive, but the admiral says the increasingly aggressive moves threaten all nations operating nearby whose planes could easily come within range of Chinese missile systems. Jennifer King, Washington.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Yemen's Houthi rebels unleash a barrage of drone and missile strikes into Saudi Arabia, this as the war in Yemen rages into its eighth year. Karen Chamas says more.
The attack focused mainly on key facilities such as natural gas and desalination plants, sparking a small fire at one site and temporarily cutting oil production at another. Not long after Aramco announced that the attacks would not impact oil supplies, the Saudi Energy Ministry did admit that a drone strike targeting one of its refining companies caused a temporary reduction in the refinery's production. The disruption comes in an already tight energy market as Saudi Arabia's state-backed oil company Aramco announced its profits surged in 2021 by 124%. I'm Karen Chamas.
And you can always check out the latest breaking news, and you can read the best analysis. You can find them both at townhall.com. The Artemis 1 mission, another step closer to its lunar launch.
The massive 322-foot-tall stack, which includes NASA's Space Launch System rocket topped by the Orion spacecraft, is the first moon-bound rocket since Apollo 17 in 1972, or 50 years ago. Together, the rocket and spacecraft stand just taller than the Statue of Liberty. Following a couple of weeks of tests at the pad at the Kennedy Space Center, the vehicle will be ready for its wet dress rehearsal the weekend of April the 1st, the final test before launching the first uncrewed Artemis mission beyond the moon and back to Earth. Depending on the results of the wet dress rehearsal, the uncrewed mission could launch in May, June, or July. Patrick Foss reporting.
Private investigators say a Dominican drug trafficker, jealous of baseball star David Ortiz, who retired from the Red Sox, had him shot at a Dominican nightclub back in 2019, according to a report in the Boston Globe. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Fly nonstop from Reading to Las Vegas for as low as $39 one way with Avelo Airlines. Feeling like that weekend getaway? You can be in Vegas by lunch and enjoy all that Las Vegas has to offer. Great food, entertainment, and fun. Don't forget about those Raiders games this fall. With small lines and easy parking, flying from Reading with Avelo just got a whole lot better with flights to Vegas. Say hello to Avelo and book direct now at AveloAir.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join me April 23rd at the Wind River Event Center for the 28th Annual Reading Chapter of Safari Club International Banquet. Dinner, games, auctions, raffles, and more. Win hunting trips, guns, artwork, hunting and outdoor gear during the banquet. Someone will win a safe and two guns. For more information and tickets, go to sciredding.org or call 530-474-5075.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The official opening of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It is upon us every week at this time. We go through the top hits, the News Talk Radio hits, and then the people list as well. This week on the DL list, disabled list, that's what this is. The disabled list, Michael Harrison is out, and in his stead is an excellent replacement. Young Kevin Casey is here, who's the second person at Talkers Magazine, who's got a little boop there. Hi, Kevin. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Who's got a better Irish name than Kevin Casey?
I don't, that's a great question.
You know, when I think about you and your history, and I've known each other for a long time, I was thinking at one point in time that in the New England area, Irish names like Sean Casey, the guy that was on a couple of stations in Boston, his real name was not Sean Casey. And so it always comes up that there is, how is that your real name? People used to say, because I know you were on the radio for a number of years.
Right.
Can it be that Kevin, that he was so lucky to be named Kevin Casey?
He wasn't. That is not my real name. Kevin is my real first name, but I have an English surname. So, although I actually am about, I don't know what percent, but I'm a whole bunch Irish.
Yeah. And so this week, one of the things that's just lurking below the top 10 items here would be a focus on St. Patrick's Day, right? All the celebrations and the drinking and the shenanigans and the hooligans going out.
Well, I guess given the state of the world, drinking and shenanigans might be the way to go.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's get to the state of the world, if you will, the state of the art of News Talk Radio, the top 10 stories that are published, by the way, at Talkers Magazine, at talkers.com every week. And they're also on our DJV list as well, djvshow.com. So what do we have for stories this week? No real surprises here, I guess, Kevin.
Not really. At number 10 this week, Doug, is a tie, March Madness and Tom Brady returns to the NFL. We all kind of thought he might. At number 9 this week, climate change tied with the daylight saving
time. Wait a minute. You actually thought, you didn't believe that Brady was actually retiring? What's the matter with you?
Nope.
No.
Tom Brady, he won't give it up till they carry him off the field.
Yeah, well, that's probably a good thing. It's good for business, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is good for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're happy he's back, so.
Yeah, you know. Right. All right, anyway, excuse me. Please continue.
That's all right. It's all right. Climate change tied with daylight saving time bill at number 9. Number 8 this week, big tech and social media issues. At number 7, race relations and immigration reform. Number 6 this week, crime and homelessness. At number 5, the 2022 and 2024 elections. At number 4, COVID-19 variants. Number 3 on the chart this week, the economy and gas prices. At number 2, U.S.-Russia-China relations. And not surprisingly, at number 1 this week, the Russia-Ukraine war.
All right, on the people list, how's that shake out?
On the people side, number 10, Tom Brady. Number 9, Jussie Smollett. Number 8, Chris Cuomo. At number 7, Brittany Griner. Number 6, Donald J. Trump. Number 5, Jerome Powell. At number 4 is Xi Jinping. Number 3 is Volodymyr Zelensky. At number 2, Vladimir Putin. And at number 1 is Joe Biden.
Let's do a spelling test here. The difference between how to spell Vladimir Putin's first name, and it's actually, I think, it's pronounced Voldemir, but it's close anyway, Zelensky. There are a couple of more vowels in there, though, on his name. Isn't it interesting how we anglicize what they really sound like in their native tongue is nothing like they sound in English, right?
No, you're right about that. Well, I mean, it's just the same since we are on a St. Patrick's Day theme, you know, Sean and John, Sean is Irish for John. So I think the Volodymyr, the way you said Volodymyr Zelensky, you made it, it's almost like Lord Voldemort. He's Voldemir, but it looks to me like I'm looking at him right now. Vladimir and Volodymyr, different spellings of the same name, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm. You've been doing this for a long time. And as Michael's lieutenant, the task falls on you to actually do a lot of the research here. What's your process? Just out of curiosity, what's the process that you, Kevin Casey, use to put in your input is important to the story list and the people list. So what do you do to come up with these various, with the various stories, topics, and how do you put them in order?
Well, we've had for years and years, we've had the same process for gathering data. And basically at the end of each week or as we roll into Thursday, we look at it, see if everything jives with what we are pretty sure that people have been talking about based upon our listening to what's going on around the country. And then we put together the final list. So it's a lot of data and a little bit art.
Yeah. There's a craft. Yeah, there's a craft to it. I think that's for sure.
I was going to say the thing that people who are listening to the show have to understand is that these are not the biggest news stories of the week. They're the biggest talk radio stories of the week.
Right.
Big news stories happen all the time that aren't really talk worthy. For example, a horrible earthquake, you know, that happens somewhere and kills a bunch of people. That there's nothing controversial about it. It's just a very, you know, sad story. So that's a big news story, but it's not a big talk radio story.
All right. So you've said something very important right there. I want to glom onto it for a second. A controversy that is created, if you will, by talking about these things on the radio, the left-right divide, we see it everywhere, and I guess that's part of the entertainment value here, as long as you don't take it too seriously. And I think a lot of people, the blue states and the red states and how seriously they take some of this stuff. I saw something this week about how blue states took the virus more seriously than red states. Is there anything? It becomes laughable, doesn't it, at some point in time?
Well, I think everything is taken really seriously now. I mean, look, we have news, entire segments of the news organizations are dedicated to spats between celebrities.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the biggest news stories, if you've been following the news over the last, you know, couple of weeks, is the spat between Pete Davidson, the new boyfriend of Kim Kardashian, and Kim's soon-to-be ex, Kanye, or Ye, sorry, Ye.
Didn't he bury him alive? Didn't I see that someplace? He's posted
something. Wouldn't surprise me, but this is celebrity news now in the modern age.
Yeah, right. And that's where the social media comes in. We on the DJV program devote certain segments of the program just to social media, what people are saying, what's trending, that sort of thing, which has become part of the process of covering or talking about what's going on in the world. But still going back to the key dividing lines, the ideologies that get into everything, it's now even been split down to, are you very liberal or are you somewhat liberal? Are you very conservative or are you somewhat conservative, right? I mean,
right. No, the problem is it comes down to the individual. You ask any conservative who is a fellow conservative, and if someone appears to be slightly less conservative than them about a particular issue, well, then that person's not even a conservative. They're a rhino, and they're dismissed out of
it. Right. That's it. You know, I don't think I've ever told you this story, but I have shared it with Michael. When I started doing afternoons on WCKY in Cincinnati in 1988, when I went on the air the first 5 minutes of being on the air on the station, I told the story about where I came from and how I happened to get the job, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And in those days, we took a lot more calls than we do these days, or at least I did. And so the first caller that went on the air, out of his mouth came, "You liberal Boston bastard, get on the next plane and go back to Boston." And I had, you know, at that point in time, I was doing more politics. That was just about when I started doing what was the forerunner to DJV, the Good Day program. And I was political, and I was right of center. I was described as a rhino, I think as much as anything else. But there were no such thing as good Republicans and bad Republicans. And I didn't ever experience it because I had been a Republican all my life until I went to Cincinnati, and I wasn't Republican enough. So
absolutely. You know, different parts of the country are different. Yeah.
And so anyway, you look at the way it's liberal, you're very liberal, you're slightly liberal, you're moderate. I mean, how do you even describe moderation when you go around listening to the stations? Is there anybody who's moderate at all?
Maybe right. Jim Bohannon. Jim Bohannon calls himself the militant moderate, so I guess he is.
Okay, yeah, I would say Jimbo is kind of that way. I think I'm that way. I don't like any politicians. I don't like either of the parties, but I think you're right about that. And so does that make it easier for him to have an interesting conversation? I think that's there's something to discuss in and of itself. Kevin Casey is here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of March 14th to the 18th. A reminder, seeing as this is St. Patrick's Week, don't forget about the Lucky 7 sale for St. Patrick's Week going on at Calitrin. Toploss.com is their website. Calitrin is the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. And you get $7, speaking of off, $7 off every single bottle. So you can buy the 90-day supply and get $21 off. Plus, you get 2 months free. That's the deal. So to get it, you got to go to Toploss.com and put in the DJV code. Forget the not only the money off of each bottle that you buy, but also free shipping. Lose weight naturally. Calitrin at toploss.com.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my smooth skin.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. And now go to support@Balance7.com and get a free 5-day supply of Balance 7 while supplies last. A free 5-day supply of Balance 7. Go to support@Balance7.com or call 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a list of the stories from the week, the charts from Talkers Magazine at number 10. Sports returns to our story list with a focus on March Madness and Tom Brady returning to play in Tampa. Number 9, daylight savings time and the hoopla around that. Number 8, social media, technology, etc. put together. I'm sure that we had more in mind there with regard to the war than anything else, but certainly is a focus of our lives. Immigration reform is number 7. Crime is 6. Elections 5. COVID 4. The economy 3. Our relations with China and Russia, more China though at number 2. And at number 1, the war, the Russians versus Ukrainians. It's pretty interesting how well the Ukrainians are doing, beating the butt of most of the Russian soldiers who are in there. It's pretty telling. That's the story list from Talkers.com.
My sign is a potential customer's first impression, so it needs to be perfect.
It's possible at Staples.
There are 4 other bakeries within 5 blocks of here. My shop needs to stand out.
Also possible. With Staples Print and Marketing Services, small businesses can print big with wide format signs and banners. Right now, get $10 off custom printed signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. Create your sign at Staples, the working and learning store. N326. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Roundup. This isn't the Roundup. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The official hour of review of all the hot hits, the charts that are created by the work done at Talkers Magazine. Kevin Casey is here representing Talkers this week because Michael Harrison is under the weather. So we're talking, as usual, about the nuance of the list, what goes into it. And I think from a point of view, people don't really know you. You're not as familiar to the audience. You're familiar to all of us who are in the talk radio world because we know who you are and your role at Talkers, but a lot of listeners don't. So as we talk about COVID, which is number 4 this week, appropriately so, going down in the list, I wonder about you and your thinking your family, I don't know that I ever knew this. I didn't ask Michael whether you've had COVID or not. Did you get it?
I have, not that I am aware.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting? My doctor told me the same thing. He thinks I've had it. I don't remember having had it. I remember when it first started, when I drove back across the country from California, I didn't feel well at all, but I didn't feel like I was as bad as the description was of getting the first strain of COVID. So,
I had a number of, I think twice I was sick over the last course of the last 2 years, and I don't believe any of it was COVID, but you never know. And it's also a possibility that a lot of us have had it asymptomatically and just didn't know.
Right. So did you decide to have Moderna, Pfizer, or J&J? What did you take?
I didn't have a choice. I went, I think I got Pfizer for my first two shots, and I got Moderna for the booster. And it was I went to the local pharmacy. So it was, they were like, here's what we're shooting you with. So you know, I didn't really have a choice.
Right, exactly. I think early on, that's what we all did, pretty much all Pfizer. Number one this week, the Russian-Ukrainian war, the forces where they are. So when this all first started, what was your reaction to, and as you listened to some of the radio programs, what's gone through your mind experientially as you look at, do you have any relatives that are Russian or Ukrainian? Do you know, have any friends? How does that?
No, actually, I don't. I'm part Polish, so I'm kind of like on the border there. I think that what surprised me the most as I was, you know, surveying what people were saying about this is how many people were willing to give Vladimir Putin the benefit of the doubt and say, well, you know, this isn't so bad. And now, fortunately, most of the conservatives in the United States Senate and the House of Representatives, who were initially kind of, you know, Vladimir Putin's buddy, have come around now that they've seen the devastation that he has wrought upon Ukraine. So, but I was surprised people were making excuses for Putin.
Well, it's interesting that there are only 8 people voted against the resolution to stop doing business or to sanction Russia. And they were all the 8 strongest Trumpsters. You noticed that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So go ahead, excuse me.
I think that, Donald Trump's calling Putin a genius prior to the first, the first onslaught was fodder for that. You know, people, Donald likes Vladimir, so do we.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think when you get right down to brass tacks, politicians are all the same in every country. I don't know whether they even have. Do they have such a thing as news talk radio in Russia? I don't think they do in China, but I wonder. I know they do in Europe because we have some of the consultants are all American talk radio people that go over there. But is there such a thing in Russia?
Not that I'm aware of.
I wouldn't think it would be long lived. Can you imagine somebody going on the air and taking a shot at Putin? Take a shot at them, and that'd be the end of their career and probably their lives. Not the same by any stretch of the imagination. 28 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
You rely on your vehicle every day, whether it's for your commute, family, team practice, or even your weekend getaway. Your vehicle should be in tip-top shape, and Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive is here to help. If you're interested in a new paint job, touch-up, or collision repair for damaged dings and dents, call Mako for a free estimate at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Four at the hour now on the official Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly production of Talkers Magazine and the DJV Show. You can find the lists at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen. Joining me instead of Michael Harrison this week, who's the editor and publisher, his lieutenant or captain, second in charge, how do we best describe Kevin Casey? I think that's a good way. Your second, the second banana. I do. If you like bananas, I guess you're all set. And it must be like being bananas, going through an You ever, when you listen to some of these talk radio programs, do you ever wonder what planet some of these guys have come from? These people that just is amazing what some people think and say. I find it that way. Anyway, I've been doing this for a long time. What about you?
Yeah, I think that, look, I've been following talk media for you know, more than 30-some years now, so I'm not really surprised by anything, to be quite honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I suppose maybe that's it. Well, yeah, I guess that's something when we think about it, but we do have to create some drama here in order to get people to listen. You know, when you talk about what's going on, you talk in the colorful words that are used, descriptive words like the air strikes in Ukraine where some innocent civilians are being killed, you know, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. You tell the story, it becomes more dramatic. Is that how we get people? And the story of Brittany Griner, that certainly is pretty dramatic, don't you think?
Absolutely. Well, I think that it goes back to the best goal of journalists since the beginning of time, which is, you know, tell a compelling story, paint a picture, but tell it accurately, you know, describe mm-hmm. what you're actually seeing, what's going on. If you're talking about an opinion program, well, give your opinions clearly and state them succinctly, and then that's where the debate begins. And that's kind of what talk radio has really always been about, is, you know, taking an issue that has multiple sides, has some controversy to it. Usually the host had vested interest in it because they feel passionately about one aspect of it. And then everyone debates and discusses.
You know, as I look at some of the things that I like to talk about, and I get this, you know, I'm known for not necessarily following the same path or the same lead that everybody else does. So when it gets to, for example, the week has been filled with conversation on the sports talk radio stations about the March Madness and Kentucky falling to St. Peter's. And I remember listening to some guy who asked his partner, where the hell is St. Peter's? Who is? who are they? What are they doing in this game? Right? I mean, that's kind of, and then people say, okay, yeah, what's the story? And then they look to the talk radio host to give them the information that they don't have. And that's where the a lot of the entertainment value comes from, I think, anyway.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you for agreeing with me.
I agree.
I know. Okay, so let's, here's one of the things that didn't make the top 10 list this week. Fruit flies, and they're showing the adaptive change that they have. The genome build, you know, the fly has its own genome. We think we're the only ones that have genomes, but flies, everything pretty much in the order of the animal kingdom has genomes. And so these new fruit
and
flies. Yeah, plants too.
And
yeah,
the
exactly.
Plant kingdom,
yeah. Yep. So they're apparently going through some kind of evolution. Now, I spent a few minutes talking about that because I think that people want a respite and they want some other information. And so when I look at my topic tree, which is, you know, you have 14 or 15, when I go on the air every day, I have 14 or 15 different things that I want to share with the audience. And so, you know, I think there's enough, and maybe you would disagree with this, but there are enough people talking about the heavy stuff that I don't think I need to. I think people need kind of a respite from it, and I don't know how many, you know, there's stuff that's compelling that's going on. I mean, actually, if you look at the top 10 story list here, there wasn't much time devoted this week to from number 5 to number 10. Yeah, I didn't hear much about the elections this week and, you know, the other things that have been part of our – the only – probably the only thing that gets off of that is daylight savings time, that bill, and March Madness. So people, when we took on the daylight savings time bill, were arguing, and we got a lot of input on our social media, as to whether it should be the standard time or the daylight time, because the misnomer here is the daylight savings time bill. Well, a lot of people don't want it to be daylight savings all the time. They want it to be regular time all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so then that becomes almost a liberal and conservative
Does that become liberal conservative? I think to me it seems like, you know, do you want it dark in the morning or darker in the early evening? That's your choice. Daylight saving time year round is going to bring us in the dead of winter. If you live on the western side of a time zone, it's going to be dark until 8:30 in the morning around December. And conversely, if you want standard time year round, you're not going to have those summer nights where it stays light until, you know, depending again, if you live on the western side of a time zone, it can stay light till almost 9 o'clock at night. What do you want? I think I'd rather not have a bunch of accidents and kids walking around in the dark trying to go to school. And I'm fine with it getting dark at, 7:30, 7:30 to 8:00 in the summer. Standard time.
Yeah, because I'm on the farm, I like it when it's later during the summer to get more work done before it gets dark. But I get what people are saying about early in the morning. It can be pretty dangerous. And for our radio brethren, a lot of people carrying this program have AM radio stations, and many of them are what we call daytimers. And the daytime talk radio, not just talk radio, but daytime AM stations will not be able to go on until the sunrise hits. And so many of them, if this thing comes out cockamamied up, won't be able to do a morning drive show because they won't be able to go on the air until 9 o'clock in the morning. Some of them.
Well, they can't go on at full power. Most of them can go on at some kind of limited power, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Like 6 watts or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The radio station we all started on as kids.
Right.
Michael Harrison has an interview every week, the MH interview, and this week he interviews this fellow from Free Talk Live who's in jail. His name is Ian Freeman.
He has an ankle monitor. He has been indicted. He is facing trial. He's going to face a federal trial. This is a fascinating interview. If people don't know who Ian Freeman is, Ian Freeman is the host of a show called Free Talk Live. It's a nationally syndicated talk radio program based out of Keene, New Hampshire. And he is a unrepentant libertarian, a liberty-minded guy. And he and his libertarian, the Free State Project followers up in New Hampshire, have been kind of driving the locals a little nuts with some of their liberty-oriented schemes and things. And it turns out what happened is he has also been involved in cryptocurrency. The feds charge him with money laundering, fraud, and all of these other sorts of things related to this. And I won't try to summarize it for you, but listen to the Michael Harrison interview. It is heard on Podcast One, the Podcast One Network. You can find it linked from the Talker's website. But it's a fascinating interview. He speaks with them about an hour about other subjects, but they talk a lot about this indictment. It's going to be interesting because there is not a lot of legal precedent regarding cryptocurrency, and the feds, think that they've got him. He doesn't know what's going to happen, but if you hear him talk about what he did and what he didn't do, you might come away from it thinking, this is really going to be an interesting trial.
Well, I've known this kid in comparison to me, and maybe even you, he's a kid. He's been at this, though, since he was really a kid. I think he and his partner started on the air when he was in his 20s, anyway. And I remember him coming up to me and wanting to know if he could be a guest on my program because he wanted it. And then they came to me and wanted me because, I'm an independent producer, and advertising is how we're supported and how these programs continue. And he wanted to know if I wanted to sell. He's in the business of, selling cryptocurrency. And I didn't understand it at the time, and I guess I still don't really understand it. The way radio could sell people on cryptocurrency. And he was actually he said, well, I'll pay you if you do it. I'll pay you in cryptocurrency. And I think maybe more than anything else, I'm happy to try a good pitch on the air, but I didn't want to get paid in crypto because I don't know what to do with it. He said, no, you can buy a car with it. You can take a trip with it. You can do a lot. You can buy groceries with it. And I just didn't fit maybe that way I'm pretty conservative. But thinking about you know, all of the, but that's what, that's kind of where he's stuck, right? On the crypto.
Well, a lot of, a lot of folks are leery of cryptocurrency because they don't understand it. And most people don't want to get involved in something that they don't understand, which is a good idea. Never invest in something you don't understand.
Thank you.
Words of wisdom for this Friday, for this weekend, I should say.
Right. Kevin is here with us, Doug Steffen, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, with a reminder about how and where, how you get a good night's rest and where you get the tools for having a good night's rest. Go to MyPillow.com. Check out the Giza Dream Sheets, the towel sets, the individual MyPillows, the sizes, shapes, the quality, that sort of thing. They have continued to keep the complete sleep system on sale, 30% off using the DJV code. You can get that and all kinds of other classic MyPillow items at MyPillow.com at huge discounts. It's kind of a cool thing. Nice that we have that arrangement. You get to 65% off. Check it all out. Make sure your sleeping is the best it can be using the tools for MyPillow.com. And when you check out, use the DJV code. That's MyPillow.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen with the People List now. The list from Talkers Magazine. I like to go through this officially once each hour so you know what the real list is. Even if we get off topic or start talking about some of the other ancillary things, you'll know that at number 10, Tom Brady rests. Jussie Smollett, number 9. Chris Cuomo, number 8, in his big suit against his former employer, CNN. Brittany Griner being moved around in various prisons in Russia, the WNBA star. Donald Trump is 6. Jerome Powell is 5. The leader of China, Xi Jinping, is number 4. Zelensky, first name Volodymyr, close to Vladimir, he's number 3. Putin, Vladimir, is number 2. And Joe Biden is number 1 on that list. The list could be a few more names that could be on it, but under the circumstances, if you're going to say that you got a list of 10, then you stick to the 10, and those are the 10. Brought to you courtesy of Talkers Magazine, I'm Doug Steffen.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together. In defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my smooth skin.
J. Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. And now go to support at Balance7.com and get a free 5-day supply of Balance 7 while supplies last. A free 5-day supply of Balance 7. Go to support at Balance7.com or call 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a list of the stories from the week. The charts from Talkers Magazine at number 10. Sports returns to our story list with a focus on March Madness and Tom Brady returning to play in Tampa. Number 9, daylight savings time and the hoopla around that. Number 8, social media, technology, etc. put together. I'm sure that we had more in mind there with regard to the war than anything else, but certainly is a focus of our lives. Immigration reform is number 7. Crime is 6. Elections 5. COVID 4. The economy 3. Our relations with China and Russia, more China, though, at number 2, and at number 1, the war, the Russians versus Ukrainians. It's pretty interesting how well the Ukrainians are doing, beating the butt of most of the Russian soldiers who are in there. It's pretty telling. That's the story list from Talkers.com. Thanks to Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine. Remember, you get the list at Talkers.com and also at DJVShow.com. It's a production and a love of mine to be able to do this every week. So, Kevin, do my best to Michael so that he recovers well. And thank you until we visit again. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.com.
I do that already. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. It's hard for our egos to admit that others teach us, guide us, and shape us. Our egos want to lay claim to the credit for everything we think and do well, and they are, of course, equally as quick to blame others or the outside world when things don't go well. Our egos are self-focused like that. But one of the ways in which our egos prevent us from growing is by convincing us that we already do what others are teaching us to do. And the more we focus on what we already know or already do, the less open we are to the possibility of what we can learn. Instead of focusing on proving to others what you already know or already do, consider instead focusing on what you can learn from this moment forward. And for help with that, check out my new book, Walking Through Anger.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Stephen J. J. Wiseman, our especially accurate and thoughtful and provocative professor of law at Bentley University, commenter when we have stories that are related to the world of legalities, and I think we always, every week, have at least one or two of those for Stephen to explain for us and to talk about.
Also, I wanted to, because you run Scamicide, which is a website that's devoted to informing people about scams, and with all the Ukrainian, every time there's an uproar like this, there are a lot of scams that develop. Help the Ukrainians. Give us money. That sort of thing. And I think also we need to acknowledge how generous, there was a poll out this week by the Charity Aid Foundation as to world giving, and we are much more giving in terms of numbers of people and amount than any other country by far in the world, Steve. So what do you think about this? Still, does that increase the chances that people are going to get hooked by a scam?
Absolutely, because what happens is we are the biggest targets for that kind of thing. And, you know, one of the things is it's almost like the perfect storm. People definitely, you know, want to help the people of Ukraine. You may be getting a phone call, and even if your phone caller ID reads the name of some legitimate charity, you can never know if that's really them calling, because it's a very simple technique called spoofing, which can manipulate your caller ID. So you don't know there. If you get an email or a text message, that can be phonied up. So really what I tell people to do is, if you are contacted, and forget about social media, you know, TikTok in particular, they had a video showing a street in Ukraine where there was shooting and people screaming and then an appeal for money. And if you looked real close, the street on the Ukraine had license plates on all of the cars from the UK. So the thing to do is go to, there's a great website called charitynavigator.org. This website will tell you a couple of things, and something you and I have talked about a number of times. One, it'll tell you legitimate charity is a scam or not, and whether it is legitimate or not. But the other thing is it'll tell you if the so-called legitimate charity, how much they're actually giving in their charitable purposes and how much they're keeping for themselves. So it's a great place to go, and it also has some recommendations and ratings of some charities where you're going to get more bang for the buck to the people of Ukraine.
All right. Let's take a look at the story list this week from Talkers Magazine, The Legality of the War, War Crimes. This, it cannot be. I can't imagine, and I don't think anybody of solid mind could imagine the Putin and the Russia that we know today can survive this after it's over, whatever form it takes as it goes forward. How do you not dismantle Russia, the international community, put Putin on trial? Or just, you know, I've been saying I can't imagine that there aren't some plans around to send Delta Force or something like that over to pop him off. But what are the real consequences of this when it comes down to legality, international law?
Yeah, international law has no teeth whatsoever. You know, if it was, there'd be all kinds of punishments that would have already been done on particularly some of the actions that Russia has done. So, you know, interestingly enough, the Russians and Putin say, what, the United States is calling us the war criminal. What about the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki? But you look at today's war, and it scares the hell out of me, because I don't see Putin backing down. I see it getting worse. I could see him using chemical warfare. I could see him using even nuclear warfare. And you're right. As far as the law goes, he's violating international criminal law. He is violating war crimes. And here it would be, I think it would behoove the international community to actually show that there is some teeth in the laws and hold him responsible.
I wonder if somebody's going to sue Tom Brady for returning the guy who paid $500,000 for supposedly his last ball.
As soon as you mentioned that, that's the first guy I thought of. Yeah, spent all that money for a ball that just is now worth the leather.
Right, that's it. I'm going to sue him for that. Going to find a good lawyer. Find Stephen J.J. Wiseman. He's in the phone book under good lawyers, and there aren't many in that list. He's also a college professor at Bentley University. He joins us every week at this time on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia. produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
The pandemic has affected almost every sector of the economy, but one industry that continues to grow is video games. New World Interactive, makers of Insurgency, Sandstorm, is based in Calgary, Alberta, and they're looking for tech professionals. We asked John Higgins from New World Interactive about the state of the gaming industry.
The game industry is a incredibly fun industry to work in. Almost every couple of months there's something new. And it's an industry that's been booming and exploding despite the pandemic. The games industry has been consistently growing between 9 to 12% a year. There's always new innovations, and more people are becoming gamers.
Find your new career in the tech or gaming sector at livetechlovelife.com. That's livetechlovelife.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden adding a stop in Poland to his upcoming trip to Europe this week for urgent talks with NATO and European allies. The trip comes as Russian forces concentrate their fire upon cities trapped civilians in their nearly month-old invasion of Ukraine. Mr. Biden will first fly to Brussels, then travel to Poland, where he'll meet with the leaders there. Poland has been one of the most vocal countries in asking fellow NATO members to consider getting more involved to rein in the bloodshed. Meanwhile, Russian troops stepping up their bombardment of some bigger cities in Ukraine. In Mariupol, Ukrainian officials say a strike flattened an art school used as a shelter by hundreds of civilians. And in Kyiv, political analyst Valery Akimenko says Russia may continue to shell the outskirts.
For the moment, there don't seem to be the heavy-duty pieces such as artillery, including rocket artillery. Its range is roughly the range that separates the outskirts of Kyiv from the positions of the Russian forces to the north of it. So perhaps that is one reason why Kyiv has not yet been targeted.
Akimenko says the war in Ukraine can now be called a war of attrition. Fire crews from dozens of cities continue battling several wildfires about 100 miles west of Fort Worth, Texas. Meanwhile, Governor Abbott issuing a disaster declaration. A number of communities have issued evacuation orders. Justice Clarence Thomas in the hospital because of an infection.
The Supreme Court says the 73-year-old Thomas was admitted to a hospital in Washington, D.C. on Friday after experiencing flu-like symptoms. The court, which waited 2 days before disclosing the information, said Thomas is being treated with antibiotics. News of his hospitalization came hours before the Senate Judiciary Committee's opening day of Supreme Court confirmation hearings for Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Greg Cluxton reporting. Townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
An outpouring of support for a prominent Israeli rabbi at his funeral Sunday.
Hundreds of thousands attended the funeral of prominent ultra-Orthodox rabbi Chaim Kanievsky in the central Israeli city of Bnei Brak near Tel Aviv. He's considered one of the most influential scholars in the country's religious community and died Friday at age 94. I'm Julie Walker.
A boat carrying 10 people sank in stormy weather off New Zealand's coast. Police say 3 people died. 2 more are still missing. 5 people were rescued, and air, land, and water searches were continuing Monday for the missing 2 people.
The boat got into trouble Sunday night off North Cape on the northern coast and sent a distress signal. Two bodies were recovered from the water by helicopter Monday morning. A third was recovered by a search vessel. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Looking up to the northwest and turning to the last frontier, Alaska has some major issues to address before boiling over.
Simmering public anger in Juneau over the legislature's failure to settle the state's most radioactive issue, just how big a check residents should receive from the state's oil wealth fund, is nevertheless colliding with a once-a-decade opportunity for political activists, the chance for voters to call a convention to amend that state's constitution. Now, the frustration over the oil check question does provide a so-called tailwind for groups seeking to change the Constitution to address a number of topics, such as restricting abortion and altering the process for selecting state judges. Jason Walker reporting.
And you can check out more on these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474, or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH-authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
In the fold at 7 after the hour are the members of the DJV clan, including me, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keevan, Jay Kirshner, all here purposefully to look at the top 10 stories, the charts from Talkers Magazine, as an ancillary piece to the official Countdown Show. The ladies and me from the DJV program every week at this time go through the charts with our comments and thoughts based on what we've talked about during the week on the DJV program. So if you don't hear the program on your station for whatever the reason, you catch it on the DJV podcasts or our place in the sun, if you will. The full show you can hear at djvshow.com. And you can get the charts at djvshow.com. And talkers.com. And because everything is so heavily weighted toward the Russian-Ukrainian war, I think we'll put off discussion of that so that we don't lose sight of some of the other things, ladies, that are on the charts this week. For example, at number 10, March Madness Sports, returning to the countdown list. Been a long time, pretty much since COVID, there hasn't been much sports on the list. But this week, March Madness and Tom Brady.
Yeah, it was a big sports week because you've got Tom Brady coming back. You have March Madness starting. Baseball back, finally made a deal. Spring training is underway. So those are all, you know, those are all good things for distractions if we need them from all of doesn't the Tom Brady announcement feel like it was a year ago? It does. Like it just feels it like kind of does, yeah. Very long cycle. He didn't pick the greatest time to, in the news cycle. He didn't pick the best, most optimal time to make that announcement, but... Yeah, it feels like.
Do you think
that
it was lost on the public?
Ago.
Is that what you're suggesting, Victoria?
Well, I think that it was a big moment when it first happened. I remember when I got the TMZ alert or the ESPN alert on my phone, I couldn't believe it. And then it just, everything else in the world, you know, took the oxygen out of the room. Yeah. So, yeah. But I guess March Madness kind of puts more of a focus back on sports.
Well, for Victoria, the daylight savings time conundrum has taken the oxygen out of the room and apparently out of her life, because that's been, other than Ukraine, that's what's been on her mind all week long. That's number 9 this week on the countdown list, the daylight savings time bill, which has been approved by members of both parties, apparently, although there was a big kerfluffle because the 9 Trumpsters in the House didn't, why didn't they support it? I guess that would be the question.
Well, I don't know about that, but this passed unanimously in the Senate, and so, you know, typically bills start in the House and go to the Senate, but this started in the Senate from Marco Rubio, and Cory Booker co-signed it. I mean, it was a bipartisan effort. It was unanimous.
Right.
So it went through the Senate really quickly. And so now the House was caught off guard, apparently by multiple people, including Nancy Pelosi, saying, well, we just didn't know it was going to happen that fast. But then they said
keeping your eye on the ball.
Well, they're focused on Ukraine. And so, and obviously that is a lot more important than me not sleeping.
She may bury it, and so Marco Rubio backed up. It was supposed to go into effect on November of 2023 if it got speedy passage through the House. But now it's got bipartisan support in the House. It will pass. It will definitely pass the House of Representatives and make its way to Biden's desk. But they don't know when. They've kind of put it on the back burner, which is so weird. If you have something where there's actually bipartisan support,
how long does it take
people
to
come together?
It shows you how ineffective and out of touch this bunch is with reality.
It just shows how much red tape is involved in everything.
Well,
because
Nancy Pelosi
was saying they have to caucus and they have to do all this and that. And it's like, oh my God.
And it does have to, I mean, it's true. They do have to go to committee and they do, I mean, it does have a process. You could expedite it. They do it all the time, or you can put it on the back burner. But, I think that it's kind of interesting. They said that they're so busy focusing on Russia and Ukraine.
Right.
Okay. Well, we elect you to do multiple things, and I'm pretty sure you're not holding votes every single day, every single minute of your 8-hour work.
Every minute isn't
about Ukraine.
Right.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. It's more
BS. Get on it, people. You don't want to hear from me.
All right. Well, hearing from you, though, you think the bill is wrong-headed because it does the wrong thing. It addresses the problem but doesn't fix it.
Although I was in favor of keeping standard time, which sleep experts and, you know, fans of astronomy say, like, you know, we need to be closer to the natural progression of, you know, of the sun and how the planet is, you know, supposed, because, I mean, we made up. Daylight saving time is a man-made thing. So I was in favor of staying close to standard time. However, earlier this week on the DJV show, you did say that you thought it would be fine as long as we stopped changing the clocks. So I'm going to hold you to that. And on November of 2023, and so if it's just the matter of not changing clocks anymore and not having that disruption, if that does solve the problem, then I will tell you that you were right.
It is
a year and a half from now.
We'll all look forward to that a year and a half from now. That'll be great. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Number 8 on the story list this week from Talkers Magazine, the week of March 14th to the 18th. By the way, I suppose this is not a clash. Technology and social media often, at least people who are unschooled in this, put the two of them together like me. When I think of social media, I think of technology, et cetera, et cetera. But I think the biggest tech story this week to come, and we'll have the whole the top 5 tech stories of the week later in the countdown hour, but the business with Facebook and the hack in Russia, kind of turning things around. Don't you think that's a big story? The two of you, Jay, who's social media, and Victoria, the tech person on the staff, isn't that?
I think that was really. It's very surprising. And just to bring you guys up to speed of what Doug's referencing, this week
I was very surprised to hear Russia admit that their government websites have been hacked to a level that they have never experienced before.
By the good
so,
guys.
And we don't know who's doing it, the Ukrainians. I suspect that there are probably some anti-Putin Russians involved in this, too. And what they did was they, like I said, the white hat hackers, the good guys. So, and they're not always good guys, but in this case, they're on the right side. And what they did was they hacked a bunch of government websites and altered hotline numbers, like the number that you can call for the Russian emergency services or situations is what they call it. They changed that hotline, and now it's a number for Russian soldiers to call if they want to defect from the
army.
Instead
of 911, it's Nyet-1-1.
Right. And so, and then they also changed all the top news items on the ministry's homepage to don't believe Russian media. They're lying to you. I mean, this is a real direct hit. And as we know, Russia has the social media aspect. They've canceled Facebook. They've canceled Instagram. They've canceled TikTok. They're not allowing any social media happening at all. And a lot of Russian people are losing their internet connections completely. So. This is so if you're Russian,
you got to figure out what's happening, right? I mean, you have to go, huh? What
you
is everything
think.
Going in this direction?
Right? Yeah. You would
I guess
think.
You're just afraid so to blind. Say something.
So, what do you think, Jay? What do you see in terms of social media trends? Do you follow? We obviously are following what's going on in America, but there are other social media trends in Europe and the. You know, I'm wondering whether the usual stuff that we see on social media. A lot of it, anyway, gossip about stars and things that aren't necessarily on the top of mind when it comes to political realities. But lately, I think there's been a lot of social media that has just focused on the Russian situation. Has there not been of that?
Yeah, definitely a lot of conversation happening over Russia and Ukraine and everything happening there. How can there not be? Like you guys said earlier, it's taking all of the oxygen out of the room.
Yep. Yeah. All right, number six and number seven. And in a manner of speaking, go together to a point. And I'll put the example that I come up with is those people that were arrested in Florida this week involved in human trafficking. 108 people, a child sexual predator, prostitutes, people trying to sell prostitutes. This human trafficking thing has become a huge problem. But this is Disney, right? Wasn't it Disney?
Well, there was
employees?
Four Disney employees. Yes, some employees from Disney, a former judge, were amongst all these people. It's so disgusting.
Yeah. 108 people. And the thing that the sheriff said that was really disturbing, and I commend all the law enforcement. They did undercover sting operations. I mean, this was a big operation to take down 108 people at once. But the sheriff said, you know, the sad thing is, we can start a brand new sting operation tomorrow and fill all of these slots once again. That's how prevalent it is. And it seems to be, and I just, this is just superficial. I don't have any data to back this up, but it feels like when we hear these trafficking stories, whether if it's not, you know, directly coming from the border situation, it's Florida. There are so many of these stories that keep coming up, whether it's the Robert Kraft.
We have a lot in California, too, because of the proximity of the border. I think they're probably, you know, a lot of times they come over not only using our southern border, which is a big way, but they also, I mean, for a lot of the Chinese people who have been brought into the country, sex trafficking.
They go to California, right?
And it's all shipping containers. I mean, they pack them full, which is disgusting.
I don't know where they're coming from in Florida, though. That's what it seems.
Well, there's a couple of good there's ports on both sides. St. Petersburg is a huge port, and actually when you get down to the nitty-gritty south of Palm Beach County in that area that's between Fort Lauderdale and Miami where all the cruise ships come in, there's a ton of places they could be sneaking. And remember, this is how they used to bring the drugs in, the low-flying planes that couldn't be detected on radar, all that stuff. And that sort of begs the question as well. You know, this is going after these people, as was suggested by the sheriff. Once the vacuum that's created by these 108 people being arrested fill the next day, it's the same with drug traffickers. When you arrest a drug kingpin or a bunch of lieutenants that are selling drugs or even people on the street, the next day, all those slots are filled again. You wonder, what's the point?
you have people, I mean, it's not the same in every state, but I know just speaking in California, especially if they're caught in places like Los Angeles, in many cases, they are either not arrested at all
right.
or
they're
they are just let out of jail the same
yeah.
day. You know, you go in for right. 2 hours. And, I mean, I've heard horror stories about people who police officers just had to let go because they didn't have the evidence where they knew these women were being groomed for sex trafficking in the backseat of people's cars. I mean, it's
horrible.
It's just not
pretty
right.
disgusting. All right, coming up next here on the Talk Radio Review, some of your comments through social media to some of the issues of the week. So we get to that in a matter of moments here on our overview from the DJV show of the Hot Hits and News Talk Radio.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
It looks like spring. The time of year for dust, pollen, busy birds, and bugs. The time to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash is fast and convenient at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
It's almost April, and you know what that means. Cool April nights.
Prepare yourself and your classic car for lots of show and shine, entertainment, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. This year's official events will take place April 22nd through May 1st. And be sure to check out their website at CoolAprilNights.com for this year's schedule of events and to register your cars. Mark your calendars for the big show on April 30th, which will feature over 2,000 classic cars. Cool April Nights is also celebrating its 31st anniversary as the largest classic car show in Northern California. So, now is the time to polish up that classic car. Dust off that leather jacket and jeans. And get ready for lots of show and shine, live music, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. Tickets on sale soon at Napa Auto Parts.
But at the end of the day, year-round, but think about people on the western edges of the time zones. The sun would not rise in those locations in December and January until around 9 a.m. each morning, and then adding... Right. Good luck getting kids into the classrooms long before the sun even comes up.
I thought that was a very interesting observation, frankly. And the other interesting observation from our point of view is the radio stations that carry this program and other programs that are AM stations that are what we call daylight stations. Some of those stations wouldn't have any morning drive programming because they wouldn't get on the air until 9 o'clock. So there's something to be said for that. That's an interesting
Well, and also the fact that that's why I was in favor of permanent standard time, so that the sun rises when it's supposed to rise, and, okay, sure, in the afternoon in the winter, when it's supposed to be dark, it's you know, not fun, but at the same time, like you said, Jay, a lot of people are saying, well, if you're on the western fringe of any time zone, it's just going to – the sun rises at 10 a.m.? Like, that's crazy.
Hello. All right, what else do you have a comment here, Jen?
And that's kind of something that Linda Nelfer added, too. She kind of asked the question, how is remaining in standard time not the obvious choice?
Mm-hmm.
And then John Nielsen added, who cares? Does no one ever travel between time zones within the USA? You have to adjust 2, even 3 hours sometimes. And then added, much ado about nothing.
People, it's interesting because that's what happens to me every weekend when I go back and forth to Los Angeles. I'm out 3 hours and back in 3 hours, and sometimes in just 2 days or overnight. It doesn't bother me, but it affects everybody differently. Their circadian rhythms are different, and so you are affected differently by it. So
I kind of feel like when you travel and you have that jet lag or that time difference, you also have
that.
The adrenaline because you're doing different things. You're out of your normal routine. When you're trying to stick with your normal routine, but the time has changed on top of you, and you don't even have the fun to go anywhere, it does make a difference.
All right, the poll that you asked about where should we be, standard time or daylight savings time, where'd you get out of that?
41% say keep it on standard time, 28% say keep it on daylight saving time, 12% want the twice a year time change, and 19%,
crazy 19%
do not care where the time lands on, just stop changing it.
I don't care where you go. Just knock it off.
All right. Next up, price of gasoline seems to have leveled off. But what are people paying? You've got a pretty good, interesting representation of what people are paying around the country.
Yeah. Susie Ortiz says it went from $4.95 a gallon to $4.89 a gallon in the last week. And that's in Arizona. Tim Palmer said that regular gas went down $4.09 to $3.87. And that's in Lexington, Tennessee. Fiona Nash is in Maui and said that their gas is running about $5.05. And Carol Naylor in Owensboro, Kentucky said $3.77 for a gallon.
You know, it's interesting. I used to go visit the station at Lake Havasu, and I filled up one day at that Chevron station, which is close to the radio station. It's funny how, you know, you can put a pin right on the map when you getting references from people. Thank you, Susie. More thoughts and more comments and more work here on this week's countdown, the charts for the week. We continue with that in a matter of moments here, 28 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you will feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my Smooth.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. And now go to support at Balance7.com and get a free 5-day supply of Balance 7 while supplies last. A free 5-day supply of Balance 7. Go to support at Balance7.com or call 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
Calitonin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily the auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right. Free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ziprecruiter.com/free.
My leg was painful, red, and swollen just doing the crossword puzzle. I could have put off telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
He told his doctor and found out his leg pain, swelling, and redness are deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to the lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. If you have one or more of these symptoms, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour as we continue with our thoughts with regard to the talkers' top 10 this week, the issues of the week, the people that people are talking about. We haven't even got to the people. I probably should do that because we'll get, I'm sure, into the Russian thing and Russia and China, and we'll lose the ability to go through that list. So I'll just give it to you now. On the people list, number 10, Tom Brady. Number 9, Jussie Smollett. Number 8, Chris Cuomo. Brittany Griner. I mispronounce that all the time. Involved in the Russian mayhem. She's at 7. Trump is 6. Jerome Powell is 5. Xi Jinping is 4. Zelensky is 3. Putin is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. Pretty much, again, reflective of what's what and who's who. COVID variants and how there's this new focus on BA2 this week. Is everybody going to have the pants scared off them again by the news media? Or what's the scoop? I noticed that the Omicron variant has resulted in 5 times as many hospitalizations of children. And that seems to be something when you compare it to Delta and some of the other strains. This is info that the, community, what do I call them? The Center for Disease Confusion. Yeah, right, exactly. So what do we make of this?
I would just wonder, like, 5 times what? Everybody's always looking for the most salacious headline.
Right. Exaggerating everything.
Well, to make everything seem worse and to panic people. So, okay, if the number is 5 times, what was the original number? Because I haven't heard a lot about kids going to hospitals.
Me either.
I haven't heard a lot about, about all of that. So if it's 5 times 0.
All through Omicron, like a lot of, I have friends with little ones who were too young to be vaccinated, and some of them were really sick, not hospitalized, thank God, but really sick with COVID. And, you know, I guess people were just tired of COVID. I understand it. We all have fatigue from it. But there were plenty of doctors on every network saying children's hospitals are full right now. These kids are really sick, and no one listened. And, I mean, I saw that constantly. And Omicron, for whatever reason, it just affected these young kids more than Delta. The 5 times thing, Jen, so just to give you, this is children ages 4 and younger, that the findings show that infants younger than 6 months accounted for 44% of all of Omicron hospitalizations. It's pretty high. 63% of hospitalized infants and children during Omicron had no underlying conditions. That was another thing that a lot of the children's hospitals were saying, perfectly healthy kids were now stuck in children's hospitals and they couldn't understand why they were being so affected by it. And then the CDC said that infants under 6 months, which, Doug, your grandson would be considered, you know, in this category, that they have protection from their mothers. The antibodies from the mothers are passed through to the baby. So that was another reason why they were saying if you're breastfeeding and you haven't been vaccinated, you might want to do that because it does pass through to the baby. Yep. But, yeah, a lot of sick kids with Omicron. Thank God that's over.
Well, there are a lot of things that I think we've overcooked this in my mind, and people who've gotten tired of it, the mask mandates, the discussion about whether you should take the pill and how much money the drug company is making. I think that's passé now. There's stuff that's much more important, frankly, that's occupying our thoughts, and I think rightfully, say it again, Doug, rightfully so. Number 3, number 2, and number 1 are all kind of tied together on the story list. Number 3, the economy, price of gasoline, that sort of thing. Jay, actually, on our social media, the thoughts that were exchanged by folks listening to our programs this week, we want to share some of those with us with regard to the economy. I think that would be, it's telling, actually, what some of these people are saying.
Yeah, we just asked what your opinion on the state of the American economy, and there were a lot of really great comments. Linda Stone feels like these are the worst, it's been the worst since the Carter years.
Mm-hmm. Gas prices in 1978 went through the roof and stayed there until Reagan was elected. That's why he lost the election. And that's why I said what I did earlier. The Democrats follow the trail that they're following at their own peril, frankly, because there could be a lot done to cut the taxes, get rid of the taxes for at least the time being, the federal taxes, the state taxes, and they're not doing it. And the Democrats are the ones that are in the way of it. So anyway, keep going. Who else you got there?
Well, Bonnie Moyers called the whole thing a dumpster fire. Carrie Morgan feels like we're on the verge of a depression, not just a recession, saying that they've been through a few recessions, and this one just feels different. It feels like a full-blown depression on the way.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It won't be, though. Economically, it won't be. But it feels that way, and I understand that. It feels that way because we had a global pandemic on top of that created this. And so it's like you had two major things happening at once. People were worried about their own safety and the safety of their loved ones. And then you're looking at you're unemployed now and you're trying to figure out how to get a PPP loan for your company, or you're trying to get unemployment from, you know, from your state. It was just so many things happening at once that it does feel a lot bigger, you know, than it will, and I think, in hindsight.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think we're going to get out of it until we stop with the spending. I mean, if we want to keep spending, then we have to figure out where to cut. And the government does not want to ever cut. They always want to get bigger and bigger and more bloated, and people are making money off of things, and so they don't want to shut things down. And I fear, I mean, and I don't like to use the word fear, but I don't know how we can continue to just fire up the laser jet and keep printing money.
You can't.
It's not going to fix anything.
And the way that the, you know, there's no sunsetting of the laws, which is something that was almost mandated around the Carter years when so many things were being passed, so much money was being spent. We're spending so much more money now than ever has been the case. And I don't know if that's personal as well as on the federal level or the governmental level. I thought the comment that listener Chris Lantiff, if that's the way to pronounce his name, made, Jay, was pretty interesting. Grandpa that reuse aluminum foil. I remember my mother used to do that.
Is the comment? Someone reuses.
Yeah, Chris said
foil?
Some of y'all's grandmas and great grandmas used to save and reuse their aluminum foil, and you are about to find out why.
Yeah.
My grandmother used to do it.
I did. I still do it.
How about don't use aluminum foil because it's not good for your health?
Well, that's not what people are. Thanks for that suggestion.
Well,
I'm not sure that's where people are.
It's not good for you.
No, it isn't. Well, doesn't the stuff come off when you're cooking it?
You're cooking aluminum into your food. It's horrible for you.
It's yummy.
I've heard Dr. Jack Stockwell talk about that a lot. It's really bad for you.
Yeah.
So just don't do it.
All right.
Thank you, Victoria.
Yeah, you don't have to save it. The number two story has to do with how the Chinese are playing into this with the Russians. I think a lot of us have been talking about and hearing discussions about how the Chinese are sort of backing down a little bit. Is that a pipe dream, or is there some proof, is there some evidence that China is backing away from supporting Russia, as many thought they were early on? I don't know that
there are a lot of people who are wishful thinking that they're going to back off. And there are a lot of people on both sides of the political aisle who believe that China can be the one to end this war because they can just shut off Vladimir Putin. I just don't think realistically they're going to do that. China doesn't care about human suffering. They care about their bottom line. And, you know, they may not like the idea of a sovereign country being invaded, but they're going to do the same thing with Taiwan. And they've got so much invested in Russia and the United States, for that matter, and most of Europe, that they're going to just sit in the middle on this. I cannot see them trying to get so involved, because all of these are their customers, right? We're their customer. Russia's their customer. Everybody's their customer. And I think there are a lot of people out there who think that the Biden administration included thinking they can put the pressure on China to stop supporting Russia. And I hope they can. I'm rooting for the case.
So isn't Joe Biden speaking with Xi about Russia this weekend?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Supposedly. That'd be an interesting conversation. So what will he say to China? We're going to get you if you back China, if you back
Russia.
Well,
there's a lot of economic consequences, right? I mean, there's more leverage than I think a lot of people may realize with China. Jen's 100% right. I totally agree. They obviously, look at their track record. They don't care about human life at all. They just don't. Look at what they dismiss the Uyghurs in concentration camps. They don't care. So cleansing, that's their ethnic cleansing, which they've been accused of for years now. It's only recently become, you know, a headline. But what I do believe, though, and this is why I'm a little bit optimistic, financially, China's all about the bottom line. And if there is no upside to supporting Russia and giving them, whether it's, you know, giving them weapons or giving them more loans, you know, Russia, I mean, by the skin of their teeth, just made an interest payment of $117 million this week. They've got $2 billion coming up that's going to be called in loans in the beginning of April. There is no upside to bankrolling a country that can't pay the loan back. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really basic accounting. So I just think if this keeps going the way that it is with Russia, and these sanctions are really hitting the Russian economy hard, I can see China kind of maybe just inching away from it.
All right. So let's talk about the rumors that Russians have killed U.S. soldiers. I don't think we have any soldiers in Russia, first of all. But at any rate, the Russians are claiming.
We've had killed, but I haven't heard
there have been Americans killed, a couple, an American
Jimmy
journalist.
Hill. Is an American
over the
citizen.
Weekend.
What's
Jimmy
he, what
Hill?
He doing there?
Well, Jimmy Hill was the citizen who was in a bread line when Russian forces opened up and killed, I think, 10 people, and he was one of them. I think he might have been over there with family, something like that, 67 years old.
Oh, he's the guy who went there with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Or his partner. Yeah. Right. Oh, horrible.
All right. Trade relations. The House has passed this bill to end normal trade relations with Russia and Belarus. So it passed, everybody signed off, it was like 424-8, so the only eight who voted against it were those Trumpers, right, in the House.
What was their reasoning? You know, I don't know if it's the Trumpers. I mean, you can call them Trumpers or Trump supporters, but I don't know that Trump would be in line with this. I think Trump would cut off trade relations. That's very much in his wheelhouse. But their reasoning is that they don't have trust in the Biden administration to cut ties with the other bad forces. So they think that they're ending ties with Russia to go work with Venezuela, to go work with Iran. The reason they think that is because the Biden administration's running back into a deal with Iran, negotiated by Russia, who they say is cutting off. They've even had members of the team who's negotiating this Iran deal walk off, people that work for the Biden administration because they know how bad this deal is for America. And literally, it releases the sanctions we've put on Russia so that Russia can start making money from Iranian infrastructure. I mean, it makes no sense for the American people, and
no,
I don't
this
understand
is, everything's how so complicated.
They can sell it.
So
and that's the thing is they're banking on people being stupid and out of touch. And I don't
a
know
a lot of Ukrainians
what was going on.
From around the world, some 320,000 as of this week, former citizens returning home to Ukraine to help them fight off the Russians. That's a pretty big, that's a big number. How are they getting back in there? As many people are getting out. More people, I see, leaving.
To get in than get out.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trains are empty.
So the
but that's an impressive number. I mean,
it
is. We've known that, you know, there's global support for Ukraine, but 320,000 men and women going back, that's incredible. That's
yeah.
Brave.
I think it is, and it says something about those people. I heard the other thing that I heard this week consistently was how corrupt the Ukrainians are, the government there is, and how corrupt all Russian, the Eastern Bloc countries are all just completely corrupt. And one wonders how that's going to play as this thing continues to escalate. Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug here at 47 After on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a list of the stories from the week, the charts from Talkers Magazine at number 10. Sports returns to our story list, with a focus on March Madness and Tom Brady returning to play in Tampa. Number 9, daylight savings time and the hoopla around that. Number 8, social media, technology, etc. put together. I'm sure that we had more in mind there with regard to the war than anything else, but certainly is a focus of our lives. Immigration reform is number 7. Crime is 6. Elections 5. COVID 4, the economy 3, our relations with China and Russia. More China, though, at number two. And at number one, the war, the Russians versus Ukrainians. It's pretty interesting how well the Ukrainians are doing, beating the butt of most of the Russian soldiers who are in there. It's pretty telling. That's the story list from Talkers.com.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together. In defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Doug Steffen with the people list now. The list from Talkers Magazine. I like to go through this officially once each hour so you know what the real list is. Even if we get off topic or start talking about some of the other ancillary things, you'll know that at number 10, Tom Brady rests. Jussie Smollett, number 9. Chris Cuomo, number 8, in his big suit against his former employer, CNN. Brittany Griner being moved around in various prisons in Russia, the WNBA star. Donald Trump is 6. Jerome Powell is 5. The leader of China, Xi Jinping, is number 4. Zelensky, first name Volodymyr, close to Vladimir, he's number 3. Putin Vladimir is number 2. And Joe Biden is number 1 on that list. The list could be a few more names that could be on it, but under the circumstances, if you're going to say that you got a list of 10, then you stick to the 10, and those are the 10. Brought to you courtesy of Talkers Magazine, I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760.
That's 800-306-1760.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 past the hour. Time for Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen. Mostly Victoria Keelan to go to the top five
You're
items.
For moral support.
Yes, I am. Right. And to give you, I give you a leg up with the sort of the headline. As long as I don't lose the headline, we're fine. Top five items from the world of technology. Counting it down at number five. There's a boom in the streaming world for the film industry. I don't know whether this is good or bad. For me, it's probably bad. But.
Well, actually, in the long run, it's probably really good for you, meaning you are a movie theater fan. You like going to theaters to see movies. So the Motion Picture Association released their annual report, and they said that in 2021, $99.7 billion was brought into the movie market because streaming platforms pushed out so much content, so many movies, and subscriptions to, which actually, it's the digital movie market, streaming market, was 72% of the combined theatrical and home mobile entertainment market compared to 46% pre-COVID. So this was obviously the huge boom that we expected. But the good news is, because it injected so much money back into the motion picture industry, it's actually given them a really good leg up going forward as movies are coming back into theaters. So this was a sort of surprise because, as we know, the pandemic pushed Americans to stream content from home. And since the beginning of 2020, 53% of U.S. adults said that their streaming service viewership had increased. And so, and I know a lot of people in the movie industry were really unhappy with all the streaming stuff, but it turns out one hand washes the other here, so it ends up being good news. And by the time, well, sort of right now, as we're moving into a summer season, more and more blockbusters will come out. So it's really actually good news for people who like the theater because there's going to be a lot more funding for it.
Number four, the Meta relationship with China.
Right. So a bipartisan group of lawmakers is pressing Facebook's parent company, Meta, which I still think we should just call them Facebook because they don't anything else except Instagram. So they're pushing them on their policy towards paid advertisements from Chinese state-sponsored media. And apparently what the China Global TV Network has done, they've placed at least 21 ads on Facebook featuring newscasts that are pushing pro-Russian propaganda about the war in Ukraine. And so the letter, which is from a group of six House lawmakers, bipartisan, which is rare, but also encouraging when we hear it, they acknowledge that Facebook has taken certain steps to block Russian state media, but what are they doing to block the Chinese? That's the question. And they gave Facebook five questions to respond to about their ad policies, and they have until March 31st to respond. So we'll keep you posted on what happens with that. But clearly, China has shown that they are very much backing whatever Russia is up to.
Speaking of Russia, they're facing hacking from the outside. Little turnabout is fair play, it looks like, huh?
Exactly. So this was a story that just sort of happened at the end of the week. But Russian government websites, and I'm actually surprised they even admitted this, but the Russia's Ministry of Digital Development and Communications announced on Thursday of this week that the Russian government websites and state media are facing unprecedented levels of hacking. And they said the hacking attempts have been significantly more powerful than anything that they've ever experienced in the past. They said this is 2 to 3 times more powerful than the most serious incidents they've ever had on record. And so what they're doing, these hackers, which are probably from Ukraine and maybe from other places around the world, and also Russians who don't agree with what Putin's doing, they took over the hotline, the ministry, the emergency situation ministry in Russia. They took over the hotline and changed the number to a number where Russian soldiers can call if they want to defect from the Russian army and come back from Ukraine alive. They also altered the top news items on the ministry's homepage to, quote, don't believe Russian media, they lie, and default in Russia is near. So this is, and then they offered a link with full information about what's really happening in Ukraine because so many people in Russia are in the dark now with no internet. It's a powerful hack. That's what they call the white hat hackers. Those are like the good guys.
White hat.
And it's
all right, number two, focusing on Netflix and what they're trying to do.
This story really rippled way beyond the tech world. So Netflix has announced that they do not want you sharing passwords anymore, and that's a big deal. So we don't know what's going to happen yet. They're testing in Chile, Costa Rica, and Peru a new policy to add about $3 per person per month. So
and number
we'll
one
see if it sticks.
Is
Facebook and Instagram. Yeah, so Facebook and Instagram are banned in Russia now, and it's just going to be going back and forth on freedom of speech and things like that. It's not going anywhere good, let's put it that way.
Top five items from technology here. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden expanding his trip to Europe later this week as Russia continues to wage war against Ukraine.
On Thursday, the president will participate in urgent talks with NATO and European allies in Brussels, and then will travel to Poland. The White House says he will meet with the Polish president in Warsaw on Saturday. Poland, which neighbors Ukraine, has taken in more than 2 million refugees and has been urging fellow NATO members to do more to stop the bloodshed. So far, the U.S. has resisted any military escalation that risks a broader war with Russia. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In Bulgaria, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says Sir Russian President Putin should look for a way to end the war.
The smartest thing that he could do right now is to make a decision to end this conflict. He's passed by a number of opportunities to off-ramp, de-escalate, and try to settle this through negotiations. And we call upon him to do so.
A bloody, violent weekend around the country. Police in Austin, Texas say 4 people shot as the city hosts the South by Southwest Festival.
The Austin Police Department says a suspect is in custody after 4 people were shot early Sunday. Police say the 4 were taken to a hospital and do not have life-threatening injuries. South by Southwest is back in person after going virtual for 2 years because of the coronavirus pandemic.
Margie Zaraletto with the report. Meanwhile, elsewhere, gunfire on a Miami Beach street crowded with spring breakers left 3 people wounded. Police in Dumas, Arkansas report at least 1 person died, 24 others wounded in a shooting in an outside charity car show. And a 17-year-old boy is killed, 3 other teenagers wounded when a fight broke out in a Houston parking lot during a birthday party. Multiple people opened fire. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
A car slammed into carnival revelers in Belgium, killing several people, injuring many more.
The prosecutor's office said that as the investigation begins, there so far seems to be no elements to suspect a terror motive. Over 150 people had gathered in Strepy-Brecheny, a small town south of Brussels, at dawn for the start of the celebration. The town's mayor said the car drove from the back at high speed. The driver and a second person were arrested when their car came to a halt hundreds of meters further on. I'm Karen Chamas.
Longtime Rutgers men's basketball coach Tom Young, the only coach to lead the program to the Final Four, doing it in 1976 as the Scarlet Knights were undefeated before falling in the semifinals, has died. Young was the winningest coach in the history of the Scarlet Knights basketball program between 1973 and 1985. That run included 4 trips to the tourney. Tom Young was 89 years old. More at townhall.com. A Florida couple has pleaded guilty to stealing nearly $900,000 in COVID-19 relief funds.
Court records show Amber Rui pleaded guilty in Fort Myers federal court to multiple fraud charges. Her husband, Anthony Rui, pleaded guilty to the same charges last month. According to court documents, the Ruis conspired to submit a total of 26 fraudulent Paycheck Protection Program and Economic Injury Disaster loan applications to the Small Business Administration, as well as approved lenders and loan processing companies between April 2020 and June 2020.
Correspondent Jeremy House with that report. The documents say lenders and the SBA approved 12 of the loans, and that allowed the Ruis to collect about $881,000. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Now, when radio was brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
Well, folks, this time we open with Boston Blackie, as played by Richard Calmer. And later, a very skilled fellow by the name of Hal Burdick will handle all the voices on a lesser-known but long-running quarter-hour dramatic program known as Night Editor. But that is later. Because up first, it's a literary character created by an ex-con. Jack Boyle was an early 20th century American author, and his best-known character, former jewel thief and safecracker Horatio Black, first appeared in a short story in the July 1914 issue of the American magazine. Novels and further short stories would follow, and Boston Blackie was featured in a number of silent films. The best remembered big screen version, though, an early 1940s Columbia picture series starring Chester Morris. He was also heard in the first radio version, a summer replacement program on NBC. Although we usually play a later syndicated series, one with, yes, Dick Calmer as Blackie. He'll be joined in this one by Leslie Woods as Mary and Maurice Tarplin as Faraday. The Imperial Oil Company Racket is from May 18,
1949. Arms, Homer.
No, tight up.
Right.
Okay, Count, I'm holding Smitty's arms. What do I do now?
You don't do anything. I do it.
There. Hey, Count, why are you hitting Smitty?
Because he's a stupid, blundering fool.
What'd you do, Smitty? Bring the Count some flowers, make him sneeze?
It has nothing to do with that. I sent him to see a customer. There was somebody else in the room when he started to tell her about our stock venture. And that somebody else was Boston Blackie.
Boston Blackie?
She called him Blackie. But maybe it wasn't the same guy. I never seen Boston Blackie. I've been out of town for 5 years.
Silence! There's only one Blackie. That was bad enough, but you ran away. You left that stalker to the house. That was unpardonable. Unpardonable!
No, Count, no.
Step away from him, Homer.
No, don't shoot, please. Don't shoot.
He's dead, Count.
Yeah.
What do we do now?
Take care of Boston Blackie. Permanently.
Time of the Hot Rod boys are in town. There's Killer Monahan.
No.
Torpedo Thompson?
No.
You got somebody special in mind for this job?
Yes. Just a minute.
Come in, Olivia.
But of course.
But Dave. And she's going to take care of Boston Blackie?
What's the matter? Don't you think I can take care of Boston Blackie?
Hey, Nelson.
Oh, wait.
Oh, Homer. How's it going?
Selling it out? Millions of stock certificates.
Yeah.
Hey, what's eating you?
Nothing.
Ah, come on, stop giving it the stall. What's the matter?
Smitty put Boston Blackie on our trail.
Holy jumping, Jay. How's it? Does the count know?
Yeah.
And that's the end of Smitty, I suppose.
The Count is dumping his body right now.
So why should it worry you, as long as it ain't your body?
It's not bothering me, it's just...
I know, you're the delicate type.
Shut your mouth, Nelson.
Did I hurt your feelings?
I said to shut up.
Yeah, I can talk all I want.
What is the meaning of this? Stop it.
Sorry, Count.
I will not have this. Get back to work, the both of you. I need more stocks. More do you hear? More!
Come on, Blackie, hurry up.
Okay, Mary, I'll be right with you. Just trying to do something with this darn cold of mine.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to get downtown to buy some of that perfume that's on sale before there's none left.
Okay, now, I'm ready to go.
Are you expecting anyone?
No. I'll get rid of whoever it is in a hurry.
Oh, good.
Oh, excuse me. You're Boston Blackie.
That's right, and if you guess who the man next door is, you get a big fat jackpot. Wish you luck.
Well, wait a minute, Blackie. Don't close the door on me. Tell me, do I look like you?
If you look like me, the jackpot wouldn't be much compensation.
Blackie, this is no game.
So?
Some crook mistook me for you.
Huh?
That's right.
Come in.
Well, thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were busy.
This is Miss Wesley. Who are you?
Anthony Dalton.
Oh, not a V Dalton.
Yes, but don't hold that against me.
Okay, now what's this about somebody thinking you were me?
Well, first let me explain, please.
Yes, I'm waiting.
Thank you. Because of the color of my hair, I've been nicknamed Blackie.
Uh-huh.
They've called me that ever since I was a kid.
Really?
Okay, so you have the same name as I have.
That's
what's
right.
What's this about looking like me?
Well, it happened this morning.
That's too bad.
Mother was talking to some man in the living room.
Yeah.
And he said he was an investment broker.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was trying to enter his mother in buying some shares of Imperial Oil.
Never heard of it.
Neither did mother. And when she asked my advice, she called me Blackie. Oh. And the investment broker said, Blackie? Boston Blackie? And he ran out of the room.
Do you know who this character was?
No. No, mother isn't very good with names. And she doesn't remember his. But, you see, when this fellow ran out of the house, he left one of the Imperial Oil shares. Oh, here it is.
Let me see it.
Yes, right there, sir.
Imperial Oil Corporation.
That's it.
100 shares, yeah.
Well, what do you think?
And there's a little trademark on it here. Mm-hmm. That told me who printed it. Anyhow, look, Anthony, you stay here and keep Miss Wesley company, will you? I should be back in an hour.
Well,
but Blackie, what about my perfume?
I'll pick up your perfume before I smell out this racket.
Olivia, my lovely creature, I think...
Those flowers, Olivia. Take them off, please.
Oh, an allergy.
Yeah.
All right. There. Now.
Thank you.
You know, Bernard, this is one of the smoothest operations I've ever seen.
Why shouldn't it be? I'm smooth.
Your printing press for the phony oil stock in one building, your offices in the next building, and a sucker list that can keep you busy for quite a while. What a setup.
If Boston Blackie doesn't interfere.
That's where I come in.
Exactly. Now, Olivia, I'm counting on your magnetic beauty, your cleverness to trap Blackie.
Oh, thank
you. We must destroy him before he destroys us.
Mm-hmm.
Come in.
Here's that stuff you wanted, Comp.
Thank you, Homer.
Hiya, ma'am.
Keeping you busy, Homer?
Yeah, but my evenings are kind of free if...
Homer! Keep your mind on business. I want you to run an errand for me.
But Nelson needs me next door. It takes two of us to operate that press.
I said I wanted you to run an errand for me. No!
But, Count, what about the...
Careful, Homer. That's just a reminder. I must be obeyed. Take this stock and...
You know, Bernard, I've never really seen your stock certificate.
You're missing something. Here, take a look.
Imperial Oil Corporation.
Nice, huh?
My, they're beautiful. Looks impressive.
It has to be to convince our customers.
Uh-huh. Bernard, I know now how we can get Boston Blackie and where.
Wonderful. Do we set a trap for him at his apartment?
No. He'll come to us. But I'm going to meet him halfway.
Acme printing press. Zip.
Sorry, bud. We're not buying anything.
Somebody's already bought it. Recognize the stock?
No. Never seen it before.
You're a liar. Where's your boss?
He ain't around. And I don't know when he's coming back. You a cop?
The name's Boston Blackie.
Oh, the guy who's always butting in where he ain't wanted. Okay, I'll butt you up.
Nice trial, man.
Okay,
buddy.
The chair will take care of you.
Sorry, pal. I'd rather stand. You miss, sucker.
I want with this phone. Okay, Blackie, right in your face.
Uh-oh. Wrong number. But this is the right one.
Well, that was a beautiful right cross to the jaw.
What? Who are you? And what are you doing here?
My name is Barton, Olivia Barton.
Well, how do you do?
My mother bought this oil stock. It's not listed on the exchange, and, well, I think it's a phony.
How'd you know this was the place that printed it?
I saw the printer's trademark on the paper.
A good-looking gal with brains. Say, you're dangerous.
Well, thanks. Oh, who are you?
Boston Blackie.
Boston Blackie?
Well,
no wonder you can fight like that.
Well, thank you. Look, I have to call the police. This character ripped out the phone, and there must be one across the street.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my gun.
Good.
You keep this mug covered until I get back. Then we'll go talk to your mother.
Thanks for the gun. I knew when I saw the trademark on the stock that you'd see it and come here. But you're not going anyplace, especially to call the police.
Oh, no. I want to phone the police about phony stocks, and I'm stopped by a phony dame.
Oh, Miss Wesley, tell me, now how long do we sit around here waiting for Blackie to call? It's been 3 hours since he left.
Oh, Blackie must be in trouble, Mr. Dalton.
Oh, I don't
know. He always keeps the promise if he can.
Well, what can we do?
I don't know. Blackie took the stock certificate with him. Did you happen to notice what that trademark said? I saw it, but I can't remember what it was.
Oh, I never even saw it.
Well, can you remember anything about this man who sold the stock to your mother?
Oh, yes. Well, he had a heavy scar across the bridge of his nose.
Oh? Well, come on. We're going down to police headquarters.
Police headquarters?
Yes. We're going to look through the rogues gallery to see if you can pick out his picture. Sure was decent of Inspector Faraday to let us in here, Mr. Dalton, but what good has it done?
No good, Miss Wesley. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen any picture that resembles the man who tried to sell us the stock.
No, don't give up so easy. Now, there are still plenty of pictures.
Yes, I know, but it's so...
Hmm?
Hey, wait a minute.
What?
This looks like him.
Oh?
The scar.
Scar?
Yeah, and now I remember. His mouth turned down at the edges, just like this man.
Oh, let's see who it is.
Yes.
Walter Smith, alias Smitty. Confidence man. Age 38.
Yes, found anything yet?
Oh, Inspector Faraday, yeah. I think we've got the man who sold those stocks.
Yes,
Amanda
we have.
Went to look for.
Oh, let's take a look at him.
Yeah, here it is. Walter Smith, alias Smitty.
That's
see,
right.
Oh, great. One of my men picked him up in an alley a couple of hours ago, dead.
Oh, no, he wasn't.
No.
That's right.
Well, Inspector, have you checked his home, where he lives? Maybe Blackie's there.
Oh, sorry, Miss Wesley. We can't do that.
What do you mean you can't? You must. Blackie's in danger. I know it.
Miss Wesley, this crook isn't a local hood. We have no idea where he lived.
Oh.
As for Blackie, we have no idea, period.
We're going to find out more about the Imperial Oil Company racket right after this short break. Stay tuned.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
It looks like spring, the time of year for dust, pollen, busy birds, and bugs. The time to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash is fast and convenient at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
In and thought I'd wait for development. Inside.
Well, if it isn't the double-dealing llama gal.
That's right.
So you still have my gun.
Yes, and I'm going to use it on Homer now.
No!
Poor Homer. Oh, well.
You know you've killed him.
I'm glad. You see, I tried to, real hard.
Faraday, I've got a break on that Smitty killing.
It sounded more like my door that was getting the break.
All right, what's it all about, Ronald?
I examined the clothes the boys took from Smitty, and on the inside of his jacket sleeve, I found a cleaning mark.
Good work, Rollins. Have you located the tailor?
Yep, he's outside, an old duck, name of William Griffith.
Good.
He brought his records with him. We'll be able to find where Smitty was staying that way and get some action on this case.
Great. Maybe we can get a lead on where Blackie is.
Yes.
I'm beginning to get worried.
Huh?
All right, bring in this Griffith, huh?
Right. Griffith?
All right, young man. I'm coming.
Right,
I'm coming,
yes. Won't you sit down here, Mr. Griffith?
Yes, thank you, son. I'm not as young as I think I am. Can't get around as fast as I used to. There was a time.
All right, I'll take your biography later. First, Mr. Griffith, I want to thank you for coming down ahead.
Oh, no, thanks. Necessary, none at all. I'm always very glad. What? You're Inspector Faraday, aren't you?
Yes. That's right.
Yes, well, a man in your position should wear better clothes than that. Why, look at the cut of these. Look, pals.
These sleeves
of yours. Who is your tailor, anyway? He should be put in jail.
Never mind about my clothes, Mr. Griffith. We're discussing a murder case.
You should mind about them. I should say.
Rollins, where's that cleaning mark?
What's that?
I cut it off the chute.
All right.
Well,
this is your cleaning mark, isn't it, Mr. Griffith?
Well, let me see it.
All right, look fast.
Yes, it is. It is mine. Now, just a minute. I'll check against my customers. Well,
This will take three weeks.
Oh, say, Inspector, I just got in a beautiful bolt of cloth.
Yeah, use it for a rug.
I could make you a beautiful suit. It would do things for you.
I don't want a beautiful suit.
Well, you sure could use one.
Look, Griff.
Here it is, yes. Walter Smith, 714 Clinton Street.
I want to be sure.
What is
it? Mr. Griffith, this picture, does it look like the Walter Smith who's your customer?
Well, I can't tell for sure. Well, he isn't wearing one of my suits. I know one
all
of
right,
my suits.
Never mind. Okay, Rollins, let's go.
Where are you going?
Oh, 714 Clinton
Street.
There's
no sense in going there. Mr. Smith moved away from there 5 years ago.
Well, that's what...
Ran out on me owing a bill for $15. Never could find out where he moved to. Now I can make a suit.
Oh, no.
That would be the most... Well, oh, say, if you do run into him, maybe you can collect that $15 for me.
You know, I really look for him.
I'll give you a commission. Oh, better still, I'll make you a good suit. Like I said, you could use one.
Well, Blackie, I don't think you'll be getting out of those ropes in a hurry.
Where'd you learn to tie those knots, Olivia?
My father was a rope trick artist. But I've picked up a few tricks of my own.
So I noticed when you shot Homer.
Oh, it's all in a day's work.
Have you ever figured that someday you might be on the receiving end?
Blackie, a long time ago I decided never to worry about the future, just to try getting along from day to day. I get along.
Today, maybe. Tomorrow, I doubt.
I told you, Blackie, tomorrow takes care of itself.
Yeah, and the Count looks as if he can take care of himself.
Mm-hmm.
Where is he now, by the way?
Oh, he didn't think it would look neat if any of the customers came in and saw a body lying on the floor, so he's depositing it somewhere. And now, Blackie, no more questions.
Oh, I have lots more.
But I don't want to hear them. Your gun has been coming in mighty handy.
Now, shall I drop you at your apartment, Miss Wesley?
I don't know, Mr. Dalton. I'm frightened.
Oh, you are. You want me to stay with you until you hear from Blackie,
well,
I suppose.
Suppose we don't hear. Do we just sit and wait?
What do you suggest?
Well, Blackie may be dead for all we know. I saw that trademark. If I could just remember the name, if I could only remember that name.
Well, it's about time you got back, Count.
What's that? I was beginning
to get worried.
I had to make sure the police wouldn't find Homer's body as quickly as they did Smitty's.
Good.
Now, what about Blackie?
He's in the next room, sleeping off a snack from his own gun. Now, if you don't mind, I'll take my money and be on my way.
You needn't worry about the... thousand.
I'm not worried, Bernard. It's just that I have other things to...
Oh. Are there any flowers in this apartment?
No, not that I know of.
Well, there must be. This allergy. Where are those flowers?
I tell you, there aren't. Oh, wait a minute. That corsage I was wearing, the one you made me throw out. One of the flowers dropped on the floor.
Oh, shoot, man, throw it out quickly.
All right. It's going out. There. Now, Bernard, I'll take that $50,000.
Not so fast, my dear. I do not relish the thought of losing you.
Well, all good things must come to an end. The $50,000, please.
As soon as Boston Blackie is disposed of, which will be within the hour, my dear.
Yeah, what is it?
Inspector Rollins is back. You want to see him?
Yeah, send him in.
Yes, sir.
You want me, Inspector?
Yeah, Rollins. Did you get the tailor back to his shop?
Yes, sir, but he almost sold me a suit.
Yeah, well, what... That's enough, Rollins!
Yes, sir.
We're still where we were when we started on this Smitty killing. No clues, no phone calls giving us a tip, and no Blackie.
Yeah.
That's what worries me. No Blackie.
Well, Miss Wesley is kind of worried, too.
I know, but I think she's doing something about it.
Well, what do you mean?
And I put a man on her, Franklin.
Oh?
He called in before. Miss Wesley and this Dalton guy beat it in Dalton's car. He's keeping an eye on them, so at least they'll be okay. Wait a minute. Inspector Faraday.
Inspector, this is Franklin. I got some bad news.
And what happened?
You know, I was trailing Miss Wesley and that Dalton guy.
That's right.
Well, I lost them.
Please, Mr. Dalton, drive as fast as you can.
That is exactly what I am doing, Miss Wesley.
Good.
Well, now, don't you think, though, that we should have stopped and called Inspector Faraday when you remembered the name on that trademark?
Well, I'm not sure that I remembered the name, and the inspector would never forgive me for sending him on a wild goose chase.
Oh, now, that's
so
all
please,
right.
Mr. Dalton, drive as fast as you can.
I
am right, I want to be on time to help Blackie.
Hello, Blackie. I find this a very amusing situation.
Laugh while you can, Count. It won't be for long.
This is rich. You are my prisoner. I'm holding your gun that Olivia gave me. Your pockets are empty. The contents spread nicely on the floor in front of you, and you threaten me.
I've been in worse spots than this.
I don't doubt it. You know, Blackie, I've heard you can tell a man's character by the things he carries in his pockets.
I can tell you're a character without looking in your pockets.
At a time like this, you make bad jokes. Well, let's see what we have here on the floor. Keys, wallet, handkerchief, and this little package. What's in it, Blackie?
Something I bought for a lady.
Oh, a romantic. What's going on in there?
All right,
invite the both of you inside.
Olivia, who are these people?
I caught them snooping around the presses. Nelson had just run across the street.
Bring them in here.
All right, move.
All right. Mary, Anthony, what are you doing here?
Blackie, are you all right?
Sir, the fair lady comes to rescue her hero.
Blackie. This isn't the fellow who sold Mother the stock.
I know, Anthony. This is his boss, right?
What?
His ex-boss.
And now this ex-boss will mark the spot where the three of you will die.
Now, wait a minute.
Olivia, which one would you like to practice on?
I'm making up my mind.
Say, while you're deciding, mind if I stand up before you shoot? I kind of cramped, slouched down in this chair.
By all means, stand up. I want you to be comfortable when you die.
Thanks. Stepped on my package. Sorry, Mary, that was the present I stopped off and got for you.
You wouldn't have had time to give it to her. As I said, Black...
Shoot! I've decided to...
Shoot! Oh, Bernard!
Shoot! Don't move, Black! Shoot!
You shouldn't close your eyes when you sneeze, Count.
All right, Black.
Mary, grab Olivia. I've got the Count.
I'll use his face on her head.
Oh, that was beautiful, Mary. Now, Blackie, look out for the Count.
I'll get the Count.
Shoot!
Pleasant dreams, Count. Fog me, Mary. Still have him a cold. But that took care of him.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing he had a cold, Blackie.
That was no cold he had, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
He has an allergy to flowers. I overheard him sneezing after Olivia dropped a flower from her corsage.
Oh?
On my way over here, I dropped by and picked up your perfume, Roses of Romance, so I just stepped on the bottle.
Blackie, I never thought you'd be using perfume.
Helped me get my man, didn't it?
If you want a beer with flavor, a flavor that's delightfully different, try the $1 million flavor of Champagne Velvet Beer. It's just as smooth.
Now, there's a suggestion for the person who has yet to try Champagne Velvet. That's why our enthusiastic friend says,
try it. Just try CV and you'll agree there is no finer beer. You're sure it's pure, and it's just as smooth. Just as smooth.
With a tasty sounding sponsor, that was Boston Blackie star and Richard Calmer, joined by Leslie Woods as Mary and Maurice Tarplin as Faraday, from May 18th, 1949. Hey, I'm your host, Greg Bell, and up next on Wind Radio Was, it's the quarter-hour dramatic series, Night Editor. It begins right after this.
Do you like a good detective story?
Osric Tragen's murderer is right here among us.
What?
Talking about you,
what?
Silly.
Every girl. Are you sure?
I'm sure, Finn. I know who did it, and I know how to prove it. But I'm going to need your help.
Do you like a little danger?
Shot so close it lifts the brim of my hat. I dive for cover into the flower bed beside the house and I play dead. Nothing happens for 30 seconds. Then I hear a twig snap somewhere near the gravel driveway. I slowly turn my head to the left and I see him silhouetted in the moonlight. Guy's standing there with his rifle in one hand and a handgun in the other. He's coming to put another slug in me to be sure that I'm dead. He's my gun up to firing position, but if I miss him or wound him, it's going to be all over for me.
Perhaps you should investigate Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, Imagination Theater, The Investigators. 22 cases of crime from Sherlock Holmes, Harry Nile, Hillary Kane, Dameron, Mr. Darnborough, and more. It's New Time Radio in the old time style, and it's some of producer Jim French's best work.
Now I'm walking back through the fog that boils up through the Vieux-Carré from the Mississippi. Makes me feel like I'm the only human alive on Bourbon Street at 3 in the morning. Only, I'm not.
Imagination Theater, The Investigators, is regularly $31.95. But when Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $15.98, that's half price. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code DANGER77.
There is an element of danger, but mostly it's just more of a puzzle than anything else.
Get your copy of Imagination Theater, The Investigators today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code DANGER77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by ASUS.
When it comes to working from a home office or dorm room, there's nothing better than a big, clear display. But the most important thing when it comes to a monitor is comfort. So if you've got a sore neck, eyes, or back from straining to see your monitor and sit at your desk, maybe it's time your monitor fits you. Kyla Francis from LG fills us in on their Ultra Series Ergo monitors.
So the Ergo concept is created with, you know, ultimate comfort in mind, so it's going to help you boost productivity, maintain a stable posture, customize your desk setup, which is important, and it's easy to set up. So, like, the stand is what really stands out about these monitors. So it can go to the edge of the desk or a table. So, again, you can have a clutter-free workspace. So it can be flexible, right? So you can pivot it, you can turn it. Swivels up to 280 degrees. So, you know, whether you're standing or sitting, it can be at the perfect eye level.
Head over to LG.com for more info.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where in the past we featured a quarter-hour series known as Calling All Detectives, and that had a talented fella named Paul Barnes doing all the voices of all the characters. Well, right now, a fella named Hal Burdick giving him a run for his money, as he plays all the roles in Night Editor, and this 1945 episode known as Lightning Strikes Twice. Here you go.
Edwards, the coffee with the extra flavor lift, brings you Night Editor. Night Editor, starring Hal Burdick in another of his famous stories from back of the headlines, titled Lightning Strikes Twice.
Murder, that's what it was. He'd murdered a man. They didn't send you to prison for a couple of years and then let you out on parole for that. They put you in a chair and burned you with electricity, white and blinding, like the lightning that was beginning to play along the ridge of distant hills.
If you're a real Night Editor fan, there's proof you'll enjoy the story Hal has for you tonight. And if you're a real coffee fan and like a second cup with your meals, well, chances are you drink close to 2,000 cups of coffee a year. So finding a really good coffee is important to you. That's why you owe it to yourself to try delicious, roaster-fresh Edwards coffee. You'll like Edwards coffee, I feel sure, because it's specially blended according to Mr. Dwight Edwards' own personal formula from the choicest Central and South American coffee beans, blended to bring you an extra flavor lift. Edwards, you'll discover, is extra rich, extra good. Edwards coffee is featured and fresh ground to your order at all Safeway stores. Buy a pound and try it. Your money refunded if you don't agree. It's really grand coffee. Now we join Hal and Bobby. A thunder and rainstorm swept over the city tonight, and instead of going down to the corner lunchroom for their customary late cup of coffee, Hal and his assistant are down the corridor in the home economics department. And there, the...
Nice and cozy, I calls it.
Mm.
I just hope the girls don't notice the inroads we made on their Edwards coffee when they come in tomorrow.
I don't think they'll begrudge us what little we took, Bobby.
Besides, they couldn't expect us to go out in a storm like this. And on top of that, Hal, I'm scared of lightning.
So?
No fooling, I hate thunderstorms.
Well, you can take comfort in the knowledge it never hits you but once,
meaning it never strikes twice in the same place.
Hmm.
So, you know, I once rounded up some facts that in a way might be called an exception to that rule.
Yeah, in the story of what happened to Rick Williams.
Who was Rick Williams? Some pal of yours, Hal?
Well, hardly. Rick was an ex-con, Bobby, a petty larceny stick-up man. Until that certain stormy night when he added murder to his list of crimes. Yeah, and that was the night this incident happened. The night lightning struck twice.
And for the love of Pete, don't stop there, Hal.
Well, it was like this, Bobby. Rick didn't want to kill the service station man. Murder was completely outside his line. When he came up to the highway from the water tank where he'd left the freight train just at dusk, it was with the idea of an easy stick-up that would put a little money back in his pockets. And by Rick's standards, it was the fellow's own fault. Instead of putting up his hands, he came at Rick with a tire iron. Rick backed away, warning the fellow, but he kept coming on. Even then, Rick had no intention of killing him, but his foot slipped on a grease spot and he fell. The fellow was right there over him, ready to brain him. Rick tried to shoot for his hand, but his aim was bad, and the fellow went down. Rick pulled himself to his knees, crawled toward the man. The bullet had caught him just under the heart, coursed upward. He was dead. Rick stood up, trembling, his heart pounding madly.
He'd never killed a man before. Made him feel kind of faint standing there looking down at him, lying so still. Yeah, and he felt cold, too. A chill sharper than that of the wind, which was freshening ahead of the gathering storm. Murder. That's what it was. He'd murdered a man. They didn't send you to prison for a couple of years and let you out on parole for that. They put you in a chair and burned you with electricity, white and blinding, like the lightning that was beginning to play along the ridge of distant hills. Well, he couldn't stand there. He'd have to get going quickly before someone came along. No houses nearby. No one could have seen or heard. Get away fast. The guy's car was there. Grab it. Get going. Sure, when the cops found out, the car would be hot. But by then, as the car swung out onto the highway, an idea began to take form in Rick's fear-maddened brain. Sure, the car was hot, but it also could be put to good uses. Drive it back down to the water tank. Leave it there. When they found it, the dumb cops would go for the easiest answer, that the killer had changed his mind about using the car and decided to hop a freight. Only Rick wasn't hopping any freight. As he guided the car down the dark road toward the tracks, the rest of his plan was taking form in his mind. About a mile up the track, up a dirt road on a little knoll, there was an old house, empty for the past 6 months or more. He'd seen it when the freight was slowing for the water tank siding. Later, hiding in the brush until dark, he'd heard two bows by a jungle campfire talking about it. One of them had used it the night before. They'd talked about going back there to get out of the approaching storm and decided in favor of going on into the town a few miles further on. That was made to order for what Rick needed in this emergency. While the cops were covering all the highways tomorrow, searching all the trains, he would be hiding out in the last place they'd think of looking for him, right there under their noses, within a couple of miles of the scene of his crime. The first gust of rain hit him in the face as he left the car and hurried on up the track as fast as the darkness and the insecure footing of the ties would let him. Wind was getting stronger, too, going to storm plenty. That he didn't mind so much. If only that lightning would stop. He never did like the stuff. Made him nervous. And now it made him think of something else. He'd seen it once when he was working around the prison as a trustee. A straight, squarely built chair with straps and other gadgets on it. They put you in it, and a guy threw a switch, and the electricity went zigzagging through you like lightning hitting a tree. And after that, a closer flash of lightning turned the night into a split second of incandescent daylight. He cried out and cringed away from it and quickened his stumbling pace. The full fury of the storm was around him when at last he reached the old house. Even then, he didn't go right on inside. There was something sort of awful and death-like about it, standing there empty, silent, like the gravestone to some man's hopes, with the skeleton arms of trees tossing and weaving around it, and the moaning of the wind. It was like the shuddering groan of the service station guy as he went down when the bullet hit him. Yeah, perhaps. A jagged splinter of lightning ripped out of the darkness. Closer now, its eerie glow making the old house look more tomb-like than ever. There was no choice. He had to go on in. Out under the trees was the worst place to be with a lightning that close. The glow of the match cupped in his hand showed him that he was standing in what must have been a living room. Windows on three sides, fireplace against the wall. He blew out the match. There was no chance of anyone being out in this storm, but just as well not to show a light. He'd stand there for a minute, then have a look around. After that, oh, sure, he'd feel better. As soon as the storm passed and that lightning stopped, he'd be all right. And his idea still was a good one. The ideal hideout until it was safe to move on.
You're listening to The Night Editor on When Radio Was. After this break, we'll be right back.
Empty your cup. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once a haughty, know-it-all professor went to see a Zen master. He spouted off question after question to the Zen teacher, and each question seemed to be more complex than the next. On top of that, he never even paused for the teacher to answer. And all the while he was asking away, the Zen master started to pour the professor some tea in his cup. But as the professor talked, the master just kept pouring until finally the cup was overflowing. In that moment, the professor yelled, "Stop! The cup is overflowing!" And then the Zen master said poignantly, "Your mind is like this cup. As long as it's full, there will be no room for any more." If you really want to know, then first, you must empty your cup. And if you heard this story before, and maybe even expressed that you knew it in your mind, then your cup is also full. To help you empty your cup and fill it with peace, check out my new book, Walking Through Anger.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20, because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
And now, let's get back to the Night Editor and the story entitled Lightning Strikes Twice on When Radio Was.
Around him, the empty house was filled with ghostly voices. The creaking and groaning of the frame in the wind, the rattle of branches against the roof, like hurrying footsteps. He tried to force himself to move on toward a door beyond the fireplace, but the strange terror of the darkness held him where he stood. And then it happened. Outside, a blinding flash that flooded the empty room with cold, blue light, and with it his own scream rising to mingle with the deafening crash of thunder. In that brief instant of light, he'd seen it. A man standing outside the window, his white face pressed close to the glass. The gun was out of his pocket, clutched in the cold dampness of his palm. His body was numb with an icy fear that poured through him with each beat of his pounding heart. He couldn't have been mistaken. He'd seen him clearly, if only for that fraction of a second. Or was his imagination playing tricks on him? Had this old house and the thing that happened back there at the service station and the storm and the lightning whetted his fear into making him see things that weren't there? Oh, of course, that must be it. Why, even if they'd found the body and the search had started, no one would have followed him here. He was safe from the cops, from the storm, and from the lightning that made him think of that little room with its grim chair. Hang on to his nerves until the storm quit. That's all he had to do. But wait. Hey, what was that noise? Was it someone creeping along the side of the house? Or just branches rubbing against the wood? Ah, that slow, awful squeak. A door opening cautiously? Or a loose shutter? His ears pushed against the living darkness. His staring eyes tried to pierce the blank wall of it. It'd be easy for anyone to sneak up on him with the whole house filled with those crazy noises. Sure, the guy could hide there in the dark and on the next flash of lightning drill him before Rick had a chance to shoot. Well, it wasn't going to happen that way. His guess was there'd be a narrow hallway running back from the front door to the kitchen entrance. The other guy would try to come in the back way, get out in the hall by that front door. At the first sound from the other end of the passageway, start shooting. Even in the dark, he couldn't miss. And if it proved to be his imagination, so what? He was as well off spending the night in the hallway as anywhere else. His back was against the door as he crouched there, waiting, listening, while all around him, from the deep recesses of the old house, the voices of the storm mocked and jeered his terror.
And then a sharper sound, like a foot pressing against a squeaky board. A louder squeal as of a rusty door hinge. Rick straightened, the gun level in his hand, his heart pounding with sledgehammer blows against his ribs. The guy was there at the other end of the hallway, waiting, as Rick was waiting for that next flash. It came suddenly, close by, burning away the darkness, flooding the black corridor with blinding light. And with it, Rick saw him, at the far end of the hall, tensed forward, gun raised, ready. Only for a second, but that was enough. Through the blackness that followed, the flash of his gun was spitting fire, the roar of it tearing holes in the louder explosion of the thunder, the hot lead of it slatting down the narrow passageway until the gun was empty. Then, silence. Rick knew he had him. There was no doubt of that. He'd gotten him with the first shot. No answering fire. But he wasn't going to investigate. He was getting out of there, storm or no storm, lightning or no lightning. Twice tonight he'd killed, and he wanted only to run. Run where? It didn't matter. Run away from the madness this night and the storm had put upon him. At the foot of the porch steps, he plunged blindly onward, not caring whether he found a path or not, until the blacker outline of a big oak tree blocked the way. He stopped beside it, leaning against it, fighting for breath, wondering which way to turn. And then it came again. Once more, the night blazed with fiery anger. Above him, the branches of the tree seemed to fling welcoming arms toward that terrible brilliance that fused earthward from the storm-ridden sky. His death cry rose in an anguished scream as the writhing serpent struck toward him. And then Rick Williams was lying very still as the darkness poured in around him. The morning sunshine was warm and fragrant after the night storm. It lay in a golden pool around the group of people who stood a little distance from the big tree, listening to the officers who stood looking down at the crumpled figure on the ground beside it. "Eh, it's the bird who killed Eddie, sure enough," one of them was saying. "Look at those grease stains on his clothes. Bears out what we figured last night. He fell down when Eddie went at him with that tire iron."
"Yeah. Yeah, he must have come up here counting on a good hideout, huh? Well, we wouldn't think of looking for him after planting the car by the water tank to make it look like he hopped a freight."
"Yeah. But what gets me is, from the mud tracks inside the house, he must have spent some time in there. So why would he leave it to come out here under this tree, which is the worst place he could be in a lightning storm?"
"I don't know. Search me." "And that isn't the only mystery."
"No?"
"No. Take another look in the house. At the far end of the lower hall, there's a big built-in mirror. It's all smashed to pieces where he must have emptied his gun into it. Now, why would he do that?"
"Shot up the mirror, huh?" "I don't know, Tom. Put it down to being storm crazy, I guess." "That's as good a reason as any."
"You know, the easiest thing in the world to make is a claim. For example, we can tell you that there's absolutely no finer coffee than our famous Edwards coffee. That Edwards coffee is specially blended to bring you an extra flavor lift. That Edwards contains only the very finest Central and South American coffee beans. And all those statements are absolutely true. But until you've actually tried Edwards coffee and tasted its delicious extra richness, you still can't know how really good Edwards coffee is. That's why we offer you this ironclad money-back guarantee. Try Edwards coffee. If you don't agree that it's all we say it is, that it does bring you a delicious extra flavor lift, your money will be refunded. You risk nothing when you buy rich, thermal-roasted Edwards coffee. So try it, won't you? That's Edwards coffee, featured and fresh ground to your order at all Safeway stores. Get a pound of Edwards next time and see for yourself how really good good coffee can be.
There's a smile and some dramatic excitement in next week's yarn as two old favorites of many a night editor story return to us. Fireman First Class Slats Malarkey, United States Navy, and Sergeant Tim O'Connor, United States Marines, in an action-packed yarn titled Important Trifle. See you in the newsroom next week. Good night.
Listen next week at the same hour when Hal Burdick brings us another of his thrilling night editor stories. This is Bill Baldwin saying good night for Edwards Coffee.
With Hal Burdick in all the roles, that was Night Editor and Lightning Strikes Twice from 1945. Hey, earlier we had an episode of Boston Blackie, and playing the role of Mary was Leslie Woods. Well, in 1945-46, she played Margot Lane on The Shadow. But do you recall who played the title character? He also was in the role longer than any other actor. I'll give you his name and wrap up when radio was right after this.
RockMusicRewind.com transports you back to another era with 100 wartime memories. Enjoy the original recordings from the greatest artists from that time period, such as the Andrews Sisters, Duke Ellington, Dinah Shore, Glenn Miller, Doris Day, the Ink Spots, plus many more.
He's in the Army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Order 100 wartime memories now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $21.98, an unbelievable value for 100 songs on four CDs. Plus, get a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code WARTIME33. Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now. Don't forget promo code WARTIME33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills, suspense.
Johnny Dollar.
We offer you escape.
The Jack Benny Program.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Bill Harris Alice Faye Show.
Stream the most recent When Radio Was episodes on the new Radio Spirits app for free. Plus, get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, The Whistler, and Nero Wolfe, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like. So don't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Sign up for a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today and get free When Radio Was daily streams with no risk or obligation.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Attention laptop lovers, the ASUS VivoBook S14 has evolved. It's feather light. It's even more powerful than its predecessors, and it uses the latest Intel processors, Iris Xe graphics, and Wi-Fi 6. With ASUS Wi-Fi Master technology, so you can breeze through even your toughest days. With classy diamond-cut edges and a sleek all-metal chassis, the ASUS VivoBook S14 is all about the uniqueness of you. Open the lid and a color-block enter key puts you center stage. VivoBook S14 lightens everything, your load, your tasks, your life, and brings out the very best in you. Do great things with the ASUS VivoBook S14 and with a free upgrade to Windows 11 when available. Head over to ASUS.com for more. That's ASUS.com for a glimpse at tomorrow's technology today.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about The Shadow. In the 1945-46 season, it was Leslie Woods as Margot Lane, and the title character was played by Brett Morrison. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done, but visit us over at the website. It's whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.